You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
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 Yeah. What's up, everybody? We're back with another episode of You Know What, Dude? I was here at the beginning. I started all this.
What? Yeah, of course you did. It's your podcast.
I'm talking about in general podcasting.
You didn't, I mean, okay. You were at the beginning, but you didn't start it.
I was right there. Before anybody?
Not before anybody.
Who?
Keith and the girl.
Were they before me?
I think so. I think legitimately they were one of the first podcasts.
All right. Well, there you go.
You know what's even weirder is I'm thinking about old school, you know what, dude?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting where you used to sit, like where the table used to be.
Yeah, the table was right
this
there.
Because I was like, were you always, and then I remember you being like, the fucking floor is cricket, dude.
Yeah, I used to slide.
Yeah, and it's happening. That's why I think about it.
I used to have to plant my feet and hold them.
Yeah.
Like they were like the sixth legs of the chair.
I was looking back through a bunch. I'm about to delete my Facebook for
why?
Good. I don't fuck with it anymore.
What?
I don't ever go on it.
So why delete it?
It just feels weird. It just feels like a room I'm not using. And
a room you're not. So you don't just, what do you, don't just board up the fucking room?
Okay. Well,
you don't move. Why don't you just, are you doing it to say, let me just ask a question.
I'm not doing it to tell people.
Can I just say it before you answer it?
I just answered it.
Yeah. You're like my wife.
Yeah, well, now we're married and I love you. I love you and I feel comfortable with
you. I love you too. Are you doing it to just say, because it's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do it. Are you doing it to just say, hey, I'm deleting my Facebook so that you let people know, like, you can do this. You don't need Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, then there you go.
Because I think it's past its
prime
use. I think everyone's, like, moved on. I think everyone uses, like, Twitter and Instagram and other stuff. And I think, like, the whole point of Facebook, now it's for parents. Now I just notice, like, the people that are posting heavily are, like, parents. And they're just like, well, this is how I feel about something. It's like, I don't fucking care.
Parents from the 20s?
Yeah, yeah, that's how I feel. That's all my friends' parents are from the 20s. They were very super
You
old.
Know, this computer thing
yeah,
is old.
I don't like this. What says that there was a black man for president for 8 years?
That was wispy.
Yeah. Calm down.
Now there's a lunatic in the office.
Yeah, it's just fucking, it's an echo chamber. You just go and you see people saying the same shit to people that want, it's fucking dumb.
I don't, first of all, the echo chamber thing, where did you get that from?
An article I read.
Thank you.
I just learned what that meant 8 days ago.
Say what you want about this podcast. You ain't getting away with fucking echo chamber.
You're not walking to me. Well, that's actually a certain thing.
Well, Dan, you know what, Dan? You're right about the echo chamber.
I have fucking dumb Keith Robinson's money just ready for him, so I have to shut him up.
For what?
I lost a bet.
On what?
I bet on Sweden versus England in the World Cup.
Are you a dum-dum?
I don't know. I kind of wanted to see Sweden go.
Oh, God. Here. Oh.
Oh! Hey. Rock and roll Colin Quinn.
Where do I go?
You're right in the middle, right there.
Wherever
where do you,
you
think
want
you go?
To.
Right? Center stage,
whoa.
Baby. Oh, my God.
Keith's not going to show up, too.
What? Keith's not coming?
He didn't tell me that.
Tell him he's not getting his fucking dumb $25.
Did he tell you he's not coming?
No. I haven't spoken to him in weeks.
Can I tell you?
Now that I think about it.
Colin, can I tell you I really like the straw in the mouth bad boy look now?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Yeah.
Colin's the only one that can wear like original Ray-Bans and look cool.
Yeah.
These aren't original. These are...
Your face is made... Your high cheekbones... Your English woman cheekbones were made for Ray-Ban sunglasses.
I don't know what they are. Valentina. Who knows? I don't know.
What'd you say?
Oh, yeah! Valentino!
Were they the gif on the... Yeah,
I just said don't do that.
Yeah, please don't do that anymore.
I do it all the time.
Don't do it on my podcast. And if you're going to do it on my podcast, somebody film it.
Yeah, exactly.
Get on that ground. Pick that camera up.
I don't like that Bobby's trying to get on the front page of Interrobang by having Colin die.
I could get
podcast.
On the front page of Interrobang if he died.
We'll see what else happened that day in comedy. There could be a riveting Nanette breakdown that might bump him to the second page.
First of all, nice. Nobody named Nanette should be in comedy.
Well, that's
sell quilts and flannels and on the way home from Vermont.
That's the name of the special.
Not even downtown Burlington. On the road leaving. Yeah, on the way home. Like an old barn. They sell antiques and Nanette's fucking flannels and quilts.
It does sound like a quilt store. Perfect. I got this at Nanette's.
Nanette's, yeah. It's awful. So is he not showing up?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
First of all, who fucking bought those for you? Where'd you steal them? I'll say this. I know how you got those glasses. Somebody gave them to you.
Yes, but
I know because you don't buy things like that.
It was a part of like a gift bag. Yeah, I can't remember where.
I'll tell you where. It was on some fucking something you did with your famous friends.
Right.
Because you're like the Bernie Sanders of comedians. You hang out with the rich, but then you're really down with the poor like me.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. Bobby, you it's just so clear that you feel like calling side piece right now.
Of course I'm just calling side piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a secret lover.
He's the one that calls you at 2 in the morning? Just
no,
you
No, he's never called me. I call him all the time. He never could. Once in a while, he'll call me and go, "What's up?" And I'm like, "Are you okay?" I'm expecting, "What's up, you motherfucker?" After that, like I did something.
Whoa.
Yeah, but no, you don't call me.
No, I don't call anybody.
That would have been the perfect opportunity to go, "No, I do call you."
Oh.
You all right?
Yeah, but I just came in out of the heat, and you guys are like on a roll already. What time did you start this? 12 o'clock?
Exactly. 1 o'clock when we start.
Man.
1 o'clock.
It's like 1:02.
Are you okay? You look a little flush.
I'm a little peaked from the, getting off the E-train. You know, it's a little crazy these days.
You're still riding the train like I'm a common man.
Yeah.
You're a little pale like a Lord of Dune cookie.
It drives me so nuts that he refused to call them Lornut Dunes. Those are Lord of Dunes.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, that's his favorite.
Lord of Dunes, he calls them. It's not a D, it's an N.
You don't know what a Lord of Dune is?
No, that's a Lornut.
It's the exact cookie you think Colin would like with a T. Just a dry biscuit. A
sugar cookie?
Yeah, it's
like a blot white, vanilla.
It's just there it is.
I just left the box home because they were actually... They were like moist, which is disgusting.
Ugh, moist Lord of Doom?
I just was about to throw them in the garbage, and I said, "Let me wait till I get home."
Oh, man, those are such fucking ant cookies.
Yeah. Colin has the taste of an English ant.
What are you doing?
Dan just turned around like this and looked at me after he said it like this. What are you doing? And I looked at him like, yeah.
I didn't know you enjoyed shortbread cookies. What
happens when you get older, Dan?
Does your taste buds go to shit?
No. You can't have like sodas too much, sauces too spicy. You need really just down the middle food. You like trees and birds and comfortable shoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're saying you have retirement taste buds?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I've always liked Lorna Dunes. I like him since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at those fucking English pale eyes.
You know?
Yeah, he's been a tea and biscuit lover since he was a boy.
Yeah, he's got a real Anglo-Saxon tongue.
When he was in his room, you didn't hear him playing with toys. You just heard a tea and a saucer clanging together.
Mother, read me another one of the Canterbury Tales. I would really... Oh, does this sire leave his woman?
Who ate all the fucking Lord of Dudes?
Yeah, just fucking screaming.
Yeah, well, those are the days. My grandmother had like 5 heart attacks. She weighed about 2, 2 and a quarter.
Jeez.
And she would just come with baked goods from Bay Ridge. With giant things from this place, Ebinger's, and it was another German one, and they just come with these giant things of, like, hardcore stuff, just crumb cake. And
It was
the greatest.
Don't describe it too much or you'll kill Bobby.
Well, yeah, I mean, dude, I got to stop. Here's, you know what, what's his name? Nick Mullen said. He goes, the problem with the summer is that it's so hot that you think you're losing weight. But you're really not. You're gaining it because of all the barbecues and food. So you think, like, you lose this water weight, and I feel like, I'm losing weight. I put a belt on that fit me. This fucking custom belt I had made.
Which, by the way, is never a good sign when you say custom belt made.
Yeah, because I had to have one made one time, yeah. And now I had to have another one made. I tried to put it on today, and I almost started crying.
Because it just didn't go?
It could have went, but I would have had Dawn help me. I would have lie on the floor.
Did you make the noise where you're like, mm. And you're trying to pull it together?
I went, huh? That's the noise. Huh? And then I didn't work. And then Dawn came in, and she was like, oh. And I was like, just give me the other belt. And I put the other belt on.
The shame belt?
But let's talk about a guy like Dan, genetically. Now, Dan, do you love, like when you saw those Lorna Dunes,
yeah.
Did you want one?
No.
I know you wanted one.
Yeah.
And I know you wanted one, yeah. And I wanted one.
But yeah. I have the alcoholic gene. So if you were to show me like liquid, I'd be like, ooh, I'm all about liquids.
Oh. Yeah, well, we don't have that, thank God.
We don't have that. I mean, don't bring up girls either. That would be crazy.
Yeah. I know you fatzos just want cake.
Guess what? Yeah. If I could still smoke cigarettes, I would never look at cake again.
Maybe. It's the only thing. No, when they cigarettes. Talk about the apocalypse, I almost kind of hope for it so I can start smoking again.
Good point.
Like, I'll just go buy. Yeah. If they were like,
that's a good point.
If they're like, North Korea is going to launch nuclear, I would go walk and get a carton of Camel Lights and just fucking
I love it.
Rip them.
Why a carton?
Because I want more. I want more than I'm supposed to have.
If
always.
I saw aliens, I'd start smoking again.
Hell yeah, because you have the technology to heal you.
When my aunts used to come over to the house, they only brought cartons of cigarettes. Yeah. How come nobody would bring packs? They were just coming with cartons. Sometimes they're half done. People bought by the carton.
Yeah. How come Irish guys from Brooklyn never have uncle stories? Yeah. They only have aunt stories. When my aunt came with biscuits, my aunts came with just a gaggle of fucking aunts coming over your house every weekend.
Yeah. They all with red hair.
All the guys are at a VFW or a
flaming red hair.
Yeah, they're out getting drunk. What kind of cigarettes were they? Like GPCs or
Pall Malls?
Pall Malls, yeah.
Fucking Pall Malls are tough.
Pall Malls are a rough smoke.
Even I didn't like those.
Benson and Hedges were like the nicer version of those.
Yeah, just the remember Pall Mall the box.
The green. What's the green pack? Is that the was that
I don't know, Mike. Why don't you look it up? Fingers.
What are the?
I literally did this and he still didn't move. He's like, huh?
His Lorna Dunes again.
Lorna Dunes.
Those are well done. Yeah. I think I should talk to them about their marketing. Those are too well done.
Are the Pall Malls, they're not menthol, are they?
Yeah, they got to be menthol.
Pall Mall, no. No, well, those are menthol.
Pall
yeah.
Mall.
Yeah,
red ones.
The red ones.
Yeah, the reds were what she used to like. Yeah,
yeah, the old reds.
My dad's roommate smoked Lucky Strikes, mm-hmm. And I would grab one of those occasionally when they would leave the house, and I was always like, oh, this is a fucking rough
I dope. Used to smoke Lucky Strikes. When I started smoking again, because I smoked from 10 to 15.
I started
When I got sober, I quit everything.
That's right.
And then I started smoking again when I was like 18, 19. And it was a fucking... I started with Turkish cigarettes. I tried to be cool because I was making... I was like in the acting scene in Boston. So right. I smoked what the fucking crew smoked. Ugh. Fucking Turkish cigarettes. Unfiltered.
You smoke like those beadies?
What is a beadie?
They're like, you know, those like Turkish. They're like Turkish cigarettes.
No, I used to have Turkish cigarettes. They were little unfiltered cigarettes, and then Turkish coffee at this little thing down in Fenway near Fenway Park. I was a fucking douche,
dude. I was straight up mountain garbage, just smoking Marlboro Reds. That's what you started with.
I love Marlboro.
Cowboy Killers.
Remember Marlboro Mediums?
Yeah, loved them.
The fat ones?
Loved. Well, Camel Lights had the Camel Light Wides.
Marlboro Medium, when they came out with a fatter cigarette.
That was a good move.
It was, I don't know what happened to those. Like a little mini fat cigarette.
They look like Reds, but then the medium under made you feel like you were doing more work.
Oh, yeah.
Or better work.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah. I go to the like the bodega and stuff, and I just see the cigarette rack.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting there. And in the old days, it was just everybody was buying a pack of cigarettes. Now nobody buys a pack of cigarettes.
I was shocked. The woman in front of me today at my bodega bought a pack of cigarettes.
She did?
I was like, whoa. She's like, let me get a pack of Parliament Lights. I was like,
it kind of turned you on a little, though.
Yeah,
doesn't
I was like, this
it's
is
hot.
Yeah, it's cool.
It was always hot when girls smoked. Even in high school, I used to love
it's,
it.
It's coming back.
Do you it think is? It is?
It's
because
coming
of the
back.
Apocalypse?
No, because I started seeing it in movies again. When you start seeing people smoking in movies, remember back in the day, everybody smoked in a movie.
Yeah.
Even
characters that didn't smoke still would smoke cigarettes occasionally.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody smoked.
8-year-old kids.
Sandlot, the original one, they all smoked. And then they had to re-edit it for fucking today.
I was telling somebody, I remember the last time I got arrested,
And I got shipped back to from Rochester to Boston because I was a ward of the state. They had to ship me because they own me. I got on. They had to fly me. So the guy walked me to the gate, and I got on the plane, and I was in the smoking section, and I lit up. I remember asking the flight attendant for a match. I was 15.
And you were smoking on the flight?
Yeah. I remember. I was like, can I have a match? She's like, sure, sweetie. And she got me a match. I lit up. I smoked. It was an hour flight to Boston.
Yeah.
Fucking smoked like four cigarettes.
I can't imagine smoking on a plane. That's where our age difference is, because I've never
seen
smoking.
How about this? When I got off
plane.
The plane, they were all like, bye, Bobby, because they liked me. Right. And two state troopers waiting there to fucking handcuff me right when I got
off. And they didn't know?
Just a 50-year-old getting handcuffed now. I'm not going to tell them we're getting arrested. Nobody knew, you know?
The fact that you don't have a one-man show called Property of the State shows that you're bad at planning.
I'll lend you these for the artwork.
Oh,
Shades,
yeah.
Shades Kelly.
Yeah.
Bring Shades Kelly back.
Shades Kelly was on. I didn't
smoke it on a plane. When did they get rid of that?
Oh my god, dude! I was in Amsterdam smoking in line to get on the plane.
That's nuts.
That was the shit.
Smoking during any waiting period. I remember could smoke at the DMV when I was 16.
There was ashtrays everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I remember smoking. I'm waiting to get on a plane. I'm smoking in line. Just when the lady was going to scan my ticket, I put the cigarette. There was an ashtray right there.
Yeah.
And I doshed the cigarette out. And yes, I just made up the word dosh.
Yeah, that's totally.
Oh, shit.
There it comes. Yeah.
Whoa!
There he is.
Fuck this, man.
Fuck this? You can't. Yeah. How do you say fuck this before you even sat down?
Of course. Fucking.
Keith. Just count that while you're waiting.
Yeah, give him my money.
That's the only reason why he showed up today. We had to book Dan with your money to have you show up.
Yeah, you're damn right. Fucking 1 in 3. You get 1 in 3. You get this passive white girl tweets from text messages from her. So, Bobby, you can be there maybe.
You never answer me.
Of course, because I feel a white girl texting them fucking fingers. I'm so annoyed, man.
Why?
And then you for 1 to 3. What?
He's got. He does have a good point, Bob.
What are you talking about?
1 to 3 is obnoxious.
What are you, Mike and a Mad Dog? What the fuck are you doing? Fucking annoying.
Well, coming up, we're gonna break down the AL East. Yeah. We got Keith Robinson here. Yeah.
It's one to three. It's a podcast. He's the pitching in Toronto.
Can I explain the
like
1 to 3?
Listen to the audience.
Before he explains, just know there's another. I ran into some kid downstairs, Chris the teacher. There's a 4 o'clock we could have been on.
Oh, so you got the older guys on a fucking 1 to 3, you asshole.
Yes. Early bird special.
Yes. You guys got to, first of all, you got to take your afternoon meds, both of you. Second of all, there's naps and food. I'm not getting you at 2:30 to 4. You're going to be like this halfway through. I'm not fucking.
It took me this long to realize Bobby does look like an orderly. Bobby's coming through with a fucking bedpan.
Fucking hell. You annoys me.
Yeah, you guys are fucking. I'm not doing it. We had to do an early bird special for you two fucking old coots.
Yeah, well, we both take meds. I take my meds all up front.
He came
early
up.
In the day.
He came up. He was as white. I didn't know he was wearing a T-shirt. I thought it was just topless. He was so white. Wow. All right. Whatever. It's right here. Jesus. I tried to rework it mid joke.
Yeah, because he's
always
white.
Always a bad sign.
It's
even if the rework is better, it's too late.
It's always a bad sign.
Yeah.
When you try to rework it.
We were talking about black people, about people smoking. And the black community, I feel like they still smoke about the same way. Because black people never smoked, obviously, cartons, you know. But they always smoked a few a day.
My dad made his cigarettes.
He did?
He rolled them?
Yeah, made them out of.
Rolled them
out. Do you have drum? What
had a whole contraction. He
contraption, not contraction.
I said that.
No, you said contraction.
No, with my stroke, that makes the numbers go right.
I'm getting sick of you using your fucking stroke.
Rolling machine?
Yeah, a rolling machine.
I had a rolling machine
and stuff like that.
I did that with joints. I never learned how to roll a joint. I just rolled them in that rolling machine.
When I see a guy rolling his own cigarettes, I want to just slap it out of his hands.
I'll tell you this, though. So
it's not cheaper.
That's a guy that you don't want to slap it out of his
hands. Yeah, that's a guy that'll fucking.
The guy that's rolling, you don't want to do that.
He's got a buck knife on him.
First of all, in your neighborhood, maybe.
No,
my neighborhood. I live in Westchester. I see a guy at the
the park rolling a fucking cigarette, I'm going to slap it out of his hands.
This guy's been in Westchester for 2 years, and he thinks he's a fucking aristocrat.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh, your stroke's not working now, huh?
Yeah,
you fucking spit out a aristocrat. Fucking dumb.
That's the only one that came on my
Bob sees himself like... on a horse through Bedford.
A horse? I'd say a wagon. I like animals. My dog wanted to go horseback riding. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Oh, I know.
The last thing I want to hear is a horse go, excuse me, sir, can you please get off the horse? We're going to put you on the Budweiser horse.
Yeah, you get a Clydesdale. That's the only thing.
I said the Budweiser
horse. A bull.
Yeah, they got it. They're not that dumb.
Let's go with bull. You get on a bowl.
Does anyone know why pecans bent in the middle? They've got to put them back in the barn.
Dan is annoyingly good at radio.
It
bugs you because it's like...
I'll tell you why.
It's a gift.
When I was doing this at my house with Joe DeRosa, it was just me and Joe, he said, I want to bring this kid Dan by, right?
That's his way of saying he discovered Dan.
Fuck you. You don't think we know what you're doing?
When I, was with, he said, I'm going to bring this kid by. And I said, no, you don't have this kid.
Fuck you. What an asshole. Can't we just go down as good at radio and leave it at that?
I used to have open auditions. They'd bring everyone by. I never found anyone.
You discovered a lot of people. Why can't I discover a fucking flat-nosed ass from fucking Colorado?
You're not wrong.
But he's supposed to say that. Let him do it, not you.
You say it, Dan.
I remember I was struggling. No one would give me a break. Finally, Joe DeRosa, which you can now listen to the Hard Bod Pod podcast, the Hard Body Podcast, brought me by. Yeah. But my favorite part was you kept bringing me on to annoy Joe.
No, I did not. I told the first time he
You should have done it for that.
Well, it was that too. But Joe wanted to trash him so bad. And when everybody left, I said to my wife, I go, Don, that kid's fucking great. I go, he's the shit. She's like, I know, he's really funny. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
And then
why are you doing your wife like that?
Why? What do you want me to do, a regular?
Yeah.
You
don't have to do it in the
phone. All right, ready?
I'll do it again. Do your own voice.
All right. Do it in my own voice? But that's my thing. I do voices.
You don't do voices. Just say
I do a voice. You want to hear it? Yeah. God damn it. I had a stroke.
Boss Hoss had a stroke?
He was so good at fucking just jumping in, knowing when to do. You're amazing at radio. That was my point.
Thank you.
That's
Bobby.
Why, while they were attacking me, you didn't join in because you knew a compliment was coming your way.
I would go for so far as Dan is the king of radio.
No, you fucking.
I would say that too.
I don't like when Colin's clearly just being an asshole by using a compliment.
I'm not
overshooting his compliment.
I'm just happy.
I would go as far as to say Dan's the best person.
But who's better than Dan at radio? I'm
Howard
dead serious.
I think Ron Bennington.
Ron Bennington, absolutely.
I think Ron Bennington and Dan do great radio.
Oh,
I really do. And
Big
J. Big
J's awesome.
Big J does great radio too. Really, Big J does good radio.
Yeah.
I would say great radio. Him. Your show's fun time. Bennington's show's fun too.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I hate all these fucking compliments.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you and they'll fucking cease.
Let's trash DeRosa.
The compliments will end if we start talking about you.
You may be right.
You want to talk about DeRosa?
Why not?
Listen, the funniest thing ever said about DeRosa was the roast. When you called him a dud, I've never laughed that hard at an insult in my life because it was so you meant it. There was you really meant it, and
there was no clever wordplay.
It was just
you're a
dud.
Yeah.
Fucking dud.
I'll tell you my favorite joke ever made about DeRosa. Dan St. Germain said he had the body posture of someone hearing about Sandy Hook for the first time. It hasn't left me. It's one of my favorite jokes.
I'm glad that one worked because I didn't think they would
little worried.
Yeah, when you started by going, Dan Saint Germain said, we were all like,
you're going to follow. Just increase the difficulty of this.
We're going to follow his Colin Quinn's precise dud with Dan Saint Germain. We were like,
you kind of reminded me of, what the fuck? It was still good, Keith. Don't try to fucking.
That wasn't that good.
I want to know how much money.
That wasn't that good.
I want to know how much money Boss has made off the roast.
Oh my God!
Well, let's
enough for a stupid ring.
We
I got this one because Bonnie doesn't monitor my bank account.
All his money's in cash.
Oh, of course it
is. This cocksucker's out there with T-shirts and CDs.
Oh yeah,
and I think he's selling tapes now.
Yeah.
Who uses a DVD or a CD? Who's ever went to their car and, honey, can you pass me my CD folder? I want to skim through it.
No, let's not go home immediately. Let's spend 5 minutes trying to open this thing from the 90s. Oh,
fucking
all
asshole.
All the cash is under his hat. Yeah. I would have said it better.
Follow the hat.
I want the IRS to fucking audit his merch.
Whoa.
Don't wish that on people.
They would do that.
I want a hot merch audit on fucking... I want them to take his townhouse away.
Even better if he just did a piece of crowd work on someone that worked for the IRS, and then afterwards he's standing outside, buy my CD, and they're like, can I ask where that money goes to?
How much is it? Oh, just cash? Sure, let me give you 20 bucks for that. Can I get a receipt? I don't have receipts, loser. You want a receipt? You want a receipt? Go get a Coke, you fucking Todd.
Right. The other people are like,
stop with the voices,
right,
please.
I'm trying to impress
Dan. I really
do assimilate the Dan.
You do a good Voss.
That was not a good voice.
It was.
I admit it.
I stink at impressions.
I try to do more voices when Dan's around. I really do.
That's like somebody coming up to us trying to be funny.
If there was one more black guy on the show, I'd be like, yo, what's up, motherfucker?
Go full Carson Daly. Just change how you are around black.
I do. I've done that a bunch of times. I do assimilate. Dawn's called me on it. Yeah. If I'm hanging around, like if I see a black dude, and I'll be like, yo, what's up, bro? And Dawn be like, why are you saying that?
What do you do when you see a white dude?
Hi! I feel safe. Yeah. I get excited.
You're not white, jackass.
I know I didn't take the wrong turn. I asked fly fishing techniques.
I got into a cab with my buddy from Colorado, and he was visiting, and I got in and go, how you doing? And he went, what the fuck did you just say to that guy? He's like, did you just put on a fake New York accent? I was like, I didn't mean to. I assimilated in the wrong time. Oh. Yeah. And there's nothing worse than a childhood friend being like, you don't fucking talk like that.
Yeah.
Well. Give me that bandana.
I don't know if there's. I don't want to do that. I want
to give it to him.
Nah, keep
it. Give it to him.
But it wasn't a joke.
It wasn't
a joke. It was just a boring story.
Yeah. Yeah. He just.
Do we have a boring story bandana?
But he wanted some funny out of it. He wanted some funny out of it.
I did want some funny out of it.
Yeah, he did. He was looking for something.
Here's the thing I don't like about Keith. He's very accurate in these situations, and he's right. Like a surgeon, you can pinpoint.
Hey, you have to hold the fleshlight.
All right.
For the next minute. Now we know.
Do I have to bury my nose in that's it?
Don't do that.
Why? Someone fucked that?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't fuck this.
I did fuck that. Smell
Why?
It. Smell it.
No, plastic's still in it.
What plastic?
Why'd you fuck it?
In the tube.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's from my rubber. That's my rubber I left
There's
in there.
There's no way. Your dick would get ripped open.
Thank God you didn't do that.
Why? You would fuck that.
No. Because it's a hack move.
You fucking The comic won't even go hack when he jerks off. Fuck you, Quinn, and your fucking history jokes. All right? If I left that in your fucking Holiday Inn Express, you'd fuck it in 8 seconds. All right? You'd take whatever sandwich grease you're eating and squeeze it in there and fucking plop your fucking little Irish putt in there. You wouldn't come in it because that can't happen anymore. Too far.
He got greedy.
I got greedy. He holds it. Put it in front of him so we know. That's the shitty story. Yeah, and then that happens. That was a button I pushed. I'm like Nick DiPaolo with a fucking pad.
His new podcast is up at Patreon.com/Nick DiPaolo.
Let's talk about that real quick. He came up last night. We all know that he got fired for tweeting something, which is just ridiculous.
That's serious as M.O.
Yeah.
Well, Roseanne got fired for tweeting shit.
Ridiculous, too.
No, you can get fired for tweeting
I know.
Shit
it's
now.
Ridiculous. I think it's you don't think it's ridiculous that they got fired?
She got fired because all the whiteys protecting your people. They're delicate feelings.
Yeah, not one black person gave a fuck about that tweet, by the way. Well, you're right here. Tell us.
No, the president of ABC.
I mean, what are you doing?
She was black. The president of ABC was black.
So what?
Well, that means something.
That means something. Whatever. One black person.
He goes, no black people care. The woman that fired her did. Yeah, and inside her. Yeah.
Michelle Obama. Yeah. The other one, too. Yeah.
She walks into ABC every day. It's all white people. She's like, hi, hi, president.
Wait,
no, that's this.
Yeah, I got to keep this.
That's a bomb. That's the original bomb.
You wait for the story.
What?
Wanda worked for there. Wanda was there working as an associate producer.
All right, fine. But
there's a lot of stuff. You want more?
I do.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, but we're saying forget about that.
Yeah, that's like, you had one ready, and then he goes, "Yeah, I did." And you're like,
"If white people hadn't complained, no, black people wouldn't give a damn either way."
Yeah, now they would, because it's Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, black Twitter, this and that. It's a lot of shit going on.
Let's talk about social media. We'll tell you exactly what it is. It's the black college students, which you have nothing to do with. You have nothing in common with.
Yeah. Oh God, I was a whole generation. Keith, I would love to see Keith headline at Emory.
They didn't even like him when they were when he played college.
When Keith was growing up, it was like Grambling, Morehouse, Morgan State. And now
I went to all of black universities. I did a tour of black universities.
You did not.
When I had my group, Comedy Express. Yes, I did.
You had what?
Comedy Express.
Stop. Please stop. Please. We need to stop. We need to put the brakes on, and I need to just stop. I need to
I'm trying to tell you my history,
I want your history so bad right now.
Listen to me.
You were in a group? Yeah, he was in a comedy group?
He was in the Temptations of comedy.
This is the greatest.
But
it was Keith in the Four Tops.
But we had a
group. He was the fifth top that they booted out because he wouldn't shut the fuck up.
But we had a group Comedy Express. I started a group because white guys like you.
I'm a white guy?
No, you can not, sit. I pointed white girls like you.
Wait, how's Bobby not a white guy?
Bob's not. Look at him.
He's a white guy.
Colin will tell you what he is.
No, Bob is a combination of everything in the Asiatic steppes from 1200 to 1600.
Oh, you're saying he's got Bering Strait face? He walked over to America when it was an ice bridge face. Bobby does have Inuit. Bobby's got Inuit face.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything fucking Colin enjoys more when somebody goes, "What is Bob?" Because he will literally go, "Bobby," and he's starting from scratch every time, and he fucking nails it every time. You motherfucker. Shit.
Comedy Express. I want to hear about this abomination to the Philadelphia comedy scene.
Before I forget,
right afterwards, we're going to hear about his improv group with Dane.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't an improv group.
First of all, I want a T-shirt Comedy Express made immediately.
Yeah. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
No, we had jackets.
Satin?
Satin jacket.
You had a satin jacket?
God. Black jacket with red stitches on Comedy Express.
You guys had Guardian Angel jackets?
Stop it. You had a fucking satin jacket with Comedy Express?
I got a picture of it. Yeah.
Oh, please.
You have a pic?
There's no way he has a picture of it.
Can you please just send it to her? She'll put it up on the screen.
Yeah.
Send it to her when you get a chance.
Life couldn't be that good that he has a picture of it.
There's no way.
It is.
Please tell me there's a bunch of guys with their backs turned and you're on the front with your back and you're pointing at the jacket.
Goddamn Jerry curls.
We ain't had no damn Jerry curls. But we was
not one of you.
We didn't perform as a group.
Yeah,
we went around the country, town,
Virginia, town.
Wherever the black colleges was.
Right. Yeah.
And we do black colleges.
What was it called again?
But what would you do?
Comedy. Each person would go on. Stand up.
So you guys would perform together. On the same show.
No, on the same show, but they weren't.
So it wasn't like a team.
So what if it would be like. If me, you, Colin, and Norton and Voss got a tour and we called it,
Once We're Warriors.
Yeah.
but it was a black group. It was a black group. I started a black group because, you know.
The blue pills.
Because the white guys wasn't giving out work that way they're supposed to.
Now stop it.
I'm telling you, that's
the one thing the white guy, not giving funny black guys a shot. Yeah, we're known for that.
What?
We're known for not giving funny black guys
Kevin
a shot.
Kevin Sullivan wouldn't let you middle for him.
Kevin Sullivan. That is
One thing white people hate is funny black guys.
Kevin Sullivan was the Kevin Brennan of only a guitar act of Philly. You had the same look, right?
Yeah,
the
same look.
Personality, like just
guitar.
Contentious.
Just contentious, hated everything.
Really?
Yeah. No, but everybody was working.
I wish Kevin had a guitar.
That we did. Tony Woods was around. He was in it. Really?
Tony Woods was in the Comedy Express?
Yeah, Tony Woods.
Why? Stop it. Why? I was just one question.
I love it.
Did you guys come in town so fast and left so... Why was it Express?
They left so
fast. Why was it Express?
They left so fast.
What was the Express part? Like, choo-choo. Was there a train on the bottom of Express?
Yeah.
See, now here's the thing.
Were you guys hanging out of the train?
No, we did BET. We did a special on Prism and Phil.
BET Special Comedy Express. Is that on the internet?
No.
You sure?
It's think of our voices we did. I was on there with Chris Rock. This was first of Comedy Express 88.
He was in Comedy Express?
No, he just did a show with us on BET called Our Voices.
He had bottom rocker. He didn't have a full
pack. I did radio too. I mean, I did radio and everything. I was a guy.
Where's that picture?
We'll kill for that isolated audio.
I was the guy.
Mike, he's are you tweeting or can I have that photo? Can you Mike, look up what he was looking up?
Instead of looking up the greatest things of all time, Mike's on his phone.
I don't know what he's doing. There's literally a mega computer in front of him.
A mega computer?
Wow, well, I just said that. Mike, it's bigger than his phone.
Mike, you stink.
He's actually viewing. He does stink.
Mike,
today.
I want to go back to when.
And then I went like this. I go like this. And he went like this. 1 second.
You get mad at me because it's too distracting. So I searched on my phone.
I looked all over the place.
No, just look on there.
I looked over like this, excited, like, hey, he's going to be
good. Wait. Comedy Express. We got Comedy Express. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Please, no, stop.
Yes.
Please bring it full screen.
Yes.
Please turn it up. Yes.
Wait. Because I'm so terrible. Oh, this is what I was fucking doing.
God is good. God is great.
1986.
Oh, dim fuck. The lights. Yeah, look at her with her mid-80s Oprah hair.
Okay, now listen. Here we go. Let's let it load fully before we get carried away.
Oh.
I just want this to did you know Sheila Banks?
Can I tell you right now, I love Keith's fucking carnival hat that he's wearing.
Tony Woods, I think.
I told Patrice, I've been doing that. I did that.
You've done it all.
That's when I was part of Lord Gangsta's Supreme.
Yeah, you're 70. We know.
I put an S there, boom.
But why did you wear a hat that makes it look like you're guessing people's weight?
And I'm glad you don't have the hat right now.
They go, oh boy, you're going to get two prizes if I get this wrong.
All right, let's see what this is. Let's go. You ready?
Express is a group of young comedians from Philadelphia. Comedy Express, which includes their manager, Nick Reed, dropped by the BET studios and the laughs were never ending.
You know,
it's hard to describe these funny individuals, but they do kind of remind you of another famous foursome.
Well, we like the tops. You notice how we like the tops?
Just like the tops.
You know how much I look.
Dude, Keith energy is fucking bugging me so much. You see Keith's all excited in the back?
I am fucking so excited. Look at stupid Keith up at the top with his hat and a satin jacket.
Oh, I love it.
I put stuff together. What do you want?
I'm
like the Puff Daddy of comics.
You're Barry Gordy. You ripped all these guys off. You stole all their
shit. I should have.
Yeah.
Where are all these guys now? I know the guy on the bottom left.
It's Ralph Harris on the top.
No, it's...
That's Ralph Harris.
Is that Ralph?
Yeah.
Who's the guy on the bottom left? He's done, right?
Rocky?
His hair's gone.
Yeah,
he's done.
Rocky's
his hair's gone.
Yeah, he's got a Count Dracula peak. You know, that's when you know a black guy's going when he has Count Dracula hair.
This looks like a Final Four team from 85.
All right, go ahead.
Like the only handsome dude, the only handsome guy. Sugar fried honey bunch.
Stop. Oh, my God.
That stunk. I said it stunk.
Look at how
when she said the laughter never stopped.
Look
I'm
at
like,
Keith
oh,
though. Look how happy Keith is at that joke.
Yeah.
You phony.
That's the Keith's evil already bubbling up inside of him. He's like this fucking idiot.
My name is
that was great. Hold on, go back 1 second. You see Keith after a bombs, he goes, nah, fuck it, I don't know. He really fucking throws his friend under the bus right after he bombs. He's like, yeah, this fucking stunk. Right here.
Look right there.
My name is
Keith. At least you're not a phony.
Yeah, you're
at
not
least
a phony.
You know that
Keith
sucks.
Keeping it real. He's like,
sucks.
I want to be a presser. I takes no messy. And I'm the best. It's down with dope. And up with poke, take a needle out of his veins, put some sense into his brains, cause my name is Jesse. I wanna be pressing. I takes no messy, and I'm the bestie. Jesse.
It sounds like pretty good run there, Mr. Jackson.
It sounds like Muhammad Ali.
On NBC. My name is Rocky Wilson. I'm a stand-up comic.
No, you're not.
I work with the Comedy Express Enterprises and
Enterprises.
First off, there's nothing better than an impressionist doing a bad, like that's like a current impression.
But his rap essay, messy, tessie, coquesse. He's just
hey, that killed it in the 80s.
Yeah, I know.
It's true. It was a different time.
Oh my God, this stinks. I want to say anybody out there that's thinking about committing suicide or having a bad day, just please. YouTube Comedy Express and watch these videos and you'll feel better about your life.
Oh, this son of a bitch, why'd you pull it up?
Go.
About a year ago by a comic who was struggling in Philadelphia trying to become a comedian and find that it was hard for a black comic to find work in the Philadelphia area. So we formed a group, an organization where we book ourselves and we do our own thing.
Yeah, that old white area called Philadelphia.
Building and everything.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah, that whole white city, Philadelphia. It's hard for a black man in Philadelphia. Yeah, there was five white people left in 1986.
86 was, yeah, it was still popping in 86.
Yeah. Comedy Express is on the rise. It's a nucleus that will grow on a national level in the near future.
What's going to happen is we're going to become real, 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 real successful. And the only way we won't see each other is if they build like a... something in the way of traffic that we can't get to each other.
Stop right there. Like, what? Your success, Ralph. He dumped
Ralph,
you.
Ralph was.
You guys quick.
Ralph had a good hit.
He had a good hit.
Yeah, good hit.
Yeah, he didn't bring the express with him.
No,
was a shuttle.
Yeah. He definitely fucked
the comedy shuttle.
He unhitched from that train.
He really did.
He should have.
The caboose really fucking unhitched. Ah, shit. But you can tell he was like, look, the only way this isn't going to work is if I get my own success and I dump these fucking heavyweights.
Oh.
Wow.
I thought we were going to go back to the video.
I know, Mike.
That's the only way.
I'm sorry. My timing was off.
I always say the sensitive stuff, and you know, they laugh at me. Oh, it was not stupid.
By the way, I want to agree. That was a terrible analogy. He said the only way they would see each other is they build up stuff in traffic to not.
Yeah, I still don't know what that meant.
I'll tell you what he's trying to say is the only way this is not going to work is if I get successful and things get in front of us like fame and I leave you, is exactly what he did. Go, Mike.
Joy, video, soul.
Ralph.
Hi, I'm Ralph Harris, and I'm a comedian. I'm a stand-up comic with the group Comedy Express from Philadelphia. And I started out doing comedy about 3 years ago professionally. Actually, I've been a funny guy all my life. I decided to give it a try, though, after high school, after seeing Eddie Murphy get his start in Saturday Night Live. My idols are Bill Cosby, and I feel that I'm going to do well in this business because I give a lot to it. And I figure in 5 years, if you watch me, you'll come out and see me at a show, and I may even be able to let you in free.
There he goes, and I will definitely not be talking to Keith anymore. Because if there's one person that won't be in my life, it's these three assholes.
Why? But in 5 years, if you're doing great, why are you going to let him in for free? Doesn't make sense.
Comp tickets. He's a man of the people.
Comp tickets.
Yeah, why
Ralph's a man of the people, Bobby.
Yeah, it's just a dumb thing to say.
I also noticed he did conveniently dump Enterprises when he said...
Of course he did.
Yeah, when he talked about Comedy Express.
He conveniently dumped all three of these assholes, too. Go ahead.
As soon as we get successful.
Stop 1 second. I can't wait. Are you last on this? Please be last.
Upset that this exists. I'm watching his eyes, and he's
it's like a police record. You can't get away from shit.
But by the way, your generation, you're like, there's some embarrassing shit that escaped me. That's not up there. That's why when Mike found this, you were like, fuck.
Fuck. Soda. He actually said it. There's nothing.
Yeah.
He tried to fucking send us down a wrong path. I goes, there's nothing. I was like, all right. But fucking Mike on your phone, relax. You could have found it on here, too. Found it. And here we go. I say Keith's going to do great, though. He'll be the funniest of the four in his little interview. What do you think?
He's definitely going to be the most.
I'm serious, man.
You're serious in this?
No, yeah. I guarantee.
Try to be funny.
I guarantee
when
Keith was an energetic guy. Energy. He's going to use energy.
No, because I'm the brains behind everything. So I got to express it. I got to tell people.
Is that what the Express is?
Why? How it happened?
God,
I really hope you're pandering.
Is that the Comedy Express?
I really hope you're pandering for a laugh in this.
Is that the Comedy Express? Because you're expressing your thoughts and feelings. not a train, it's expression.
Oh, it could
Keep
be both.
Could be both.
That's not bad.
I'm so fucking happy we found this.
Thinking about launching a solo tour on my own.
Who's just gonna leave?
Right here. I want to announce it now, so it'll be no bitter feelings. You know, as soon as that, you know, number one, when we throw in some really good things, I'm launching a solo tour. Keith Robinson on tour.
You know what? Can I just say this right this? I really respect young Keith.
Yeah.
He fucking kept it honest.
Yeah.
You said the second I can, I'm fucking
out
of here.
I'm out.
Yeah. I want that jacket more than life
Comedy
itself.
Express.
Let's just make him. Can we make it?
Tony Woods wanted that jacket bad. Now, we started Comedy Express, and D.C. started a group called the Turn 'Em Out Posse.
The what?
Turn 'Em Out Posse,
yeah.
Turn 'Em Out Posse?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Can we start a group with satin jackets?
What?
They did, well, they... The
bomb squad.
Combat us. So we had, like, you know, Bloods
we
and
just
Crips.
Go.
Really? There was, like, rival... Like, yeah. Can we start that, like, warrior shit?
Like, have... We're the bomb squad?
Bomb squad.
We just go and fucking do shows and we bomb?
Just on purpose.
Just go up and go, what's up?
I go up there, I go, yeah, Trump's got some good points.
Yeah.
I go, trans, more like pick a side.
What do you mean? You can't just stick
bomb
your
squad!
Dick in chicks anymore?
Bomb squad!
All right, good.
I show you my dick, it's a privilege. Bomb squad! Yes!
Oh, shit, stop.
Yes!
Stop!
Stop!
You Mr. Rogers, you fucking comedy. You know he went like this. They're like, what do you want to do? He's like, oh, I got an idea. Hang on one sec. You got to, oh, let me put this up here.
Welcome to my neighborhood, stupid.
Oh, you're my neighbor. Well, you'll get shot and murdered.
I'm going to leave these people in the dust. Give me my jacket.
Woo! That's bad.
Oh, and the sweat.
Wow! You stink.
And those cheap hangers just make it worse.
At the BET Studios.
I like the full sweater under the jacket.
He's got a sweater, a tie, a shirt,
just
a jacket.
Pull that back 5 seconds to watch him rip that off.
Oh please.
God, that
please.
Was great.
Let's see the jacket. Look at it. There it is.
I mean, Keith, I want to make one for your birthday.
That's my visual, what I seen as a director.
Okay. Yeah.
I grabbed a jacket, put it on.
Yeah.
And boom. Yeah.
Become Superman.
Yeah, no, that's just amazing. Go ahead.
How you guys doing? Guess you want to interview me, don't you? I think I can make room for you guys. My busy schedule. Yeah, I know you want to know where it all started, where the legend of Keith Robinson first began. I'm going to let you know, because you guys are special.
Oh,
BET.
My God. Stop. I don't know what's happening inside of my body right now.
I love this so
what
much.
Is the, what am I feeling?
I love
it's
this.
It's in my throat. I don't know.
It's joy, Bobby. It's pure
what
joy.
What is it?
That Keith did the... You want to know how the legend of Keith Robinson began? What?
And he's dressed like a blood at a funeral.
Oh my God.
I can't fucking take it.
This is so great.
His fake confidence is fucking killing
First
me.
First off, he did a walk and talk to the fucking desk.
But that's not fake confidence. That's
no, I know.
Overconfidence.
Total confidence. And he's on BET, which is like a big deal back in 86. There wasn't that many channels.
Yeah, this is one of 15.
Oh, yes. Shit.
I loved it.
This cocksucker put his jacket on and sat on the corner of the vanity.
Yeah. By the way, he's the only idiot that puts your jacket on inside. Usually you do it when you're walking outside. Yeah. It's dumb.
I know you want
to. He goes, I like to sweat when I'm talking.
Can you please just bring it back? Bring it back just a little. I gotta see the walk and talk again. Bring it back right there. I just gotta see him put that.
Oh, there it is. Young Keith.
Shit.
I think I can make room for you guys. My busy schedule.
Stop. But he's not even looking at the camera. He's looking at the camera sound guy. Look, he keeps looking at the sound guy talking to a human being, and then he goes back to the
that's
camera.
That's BET. You don't know how things work there.
Yeah,
what?
Right.
What? Go back just a
Keith,
little bit.
Keith, how afraid were you of missing your arm? So if you would have reached and then reached again.
I thought you were talking now.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucker.
Sorry.
That's good.
That was a good one.
This
was
a good podcast.
One.
Watch his look at his eyes.
You want to interview me, don't you?
Look who he's talking to.
I think I can make room for you guys. My busy schedule. Yeah, I know you want to know.
Look at that. That's really good acting.
The guy's going like this. He's pointing at the camera. Goes, look at the camera.
Keith, I'm sorry. Just a white bald dude going, no, that's great. We need you to look at it. Keith. It's, we like what you're doing with the jacket and stuff.
Does it say your name on the front?
Keith, yeah.
You, where is this jacket?
I don't know, but I'm about to make him one. Like, I'm legitimately going to look up a satin jacket.
Do you
jacket.
Not have this? You didn't save this?
No. We had two styles, polo and satin.
Oh, God.
The way it all started, where the legend of Keith Robinson first began. I'm going to let you know, because you guys are special, BET. Well, it all started when I was young, very young. When I first had this attitude problem that I have now. See, my mom, she wouldn't let me suffocate the cat.
This is the worst.
I got ticked off. Ran away from home when I was 2 years old. Packed my pampers up and got the heck out of the place.
Stop.
Boo.
I don't.
One man show, Keith, hold infuriates me.
That's a true story.
When you
was,
tried to
I,
kill
we know,
a cat?
That's why it stinks. Oh,
really? Yeah.
Why
you
would
know, serial killers do that?
Why would suffocating a cat, why would you think that would fly on TV? I started when I tried to suffocate a cat. You think what works in a black
room? You think
room?
People are going to watch that and go, this bad motherfucker. He's trying to kill cats when he's two?
A lot of kids try to kill cats.
Yo. Yeah, those
kick
ones
my usually... legs. Jesus. You never kick a cat?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No.
No, but whatever. I thought you could kick a cat.
Go back a little bit.
It's great watching you lose the wind out of your sails to defend animal torture. Yeah, no, that wasn't it. No, we didn't do that.
Okay.
This attitude problem that I have now. See, my mom, she wouldn't let me suffocate the cat.
What? What the fuck is that? Why would that
the guy
be
in the
funny?
The guy in the boom mic goes, that's good. That's real good. I got an attitude problem.
Oh,
I got ticked off. Ran away from home when I was 2 years old. Packed my pampers up and got the heck out of the place. I didn't need the pressure.
What?
You know, and with me, you know, I've always been funny. I've always made people laugh. Told story to my brothers, and everything just went smooth for me. And I'm just great. Comedy Express.
Dad, we'll stop. No, you're not. I would have fucking deleted this video. Did they air this?
Yeah. Hell yeah, they did.
God. Did you notice his confidence bail towards the end?
He's like, it's not working. This bit isn't working.
No, it was still there.
No, you weren't. You were mumbling your words.
I didn't mumble no words.
Yeah,
word.
You did.
You
go
heard
back.
Everything. Smothered a cat.
No, you didn't.
You heard that clear.
Watch your brothers. Ready?
Smooth for me. And I'm just great. Comedy Express.
That's good, Mike. Good way.
There you go. I mean, you see what it was. I didn't lose no confidence in that.
Yeah, you did. Go back. Mike didn't go back all the way. Go
you don't
right
have to
there.
Go back
right
no
there.
More.
Right there. Right there.
Pampers up and got the heck out of the place. I didn't need the pressure. You know, and with me, you know, I've always been funny. I've always made people laugh. Told story to my brothers, and everything just went smooth for me. And I'm just great.
I mean, you know what? He does stay confident the entire way.
And maybe I was wrong.
Could you put that back?
Yeah.
He looks like fucking Tupac Shakur.
Everybody got to understand what I do, man.
Young Tupac.
Look at his eyes. He looks like Tupac.
Yeah. Everybody needs to know what I do. I didn't. I lost confidence in some place, but then I'm, you know, I'm just.
Smell something like a cat. All those nice black ladies sitting home waiting for Luther Vandross video, and they're like, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah. There they go.
You don't suffocate a cat.
Oh, you trying to kill a cat? This boy got problems.
I was two, and I packed up my Pampers.
But you know what?
I like him packing up his Pampers. Keith, where are you going? I want to kill cats.
I just tried to suffocate it.
I'm restricted in this house.
My mom wouldn't let me kill an animal.
I need to grow.
Yeah. I got to live somewhere where I can murder small, innocent animals.
I used to tell pussy stories to my brothers.
Yeah. Dude, I love it. That is just pure confidence all the way through.
Thanks. Go ahead.
It does stink, but
I'm
shut
just
up.
Great.
I was 22.
Express.
What do you expect a 22-year-old is?
Oh, Nick Reed.
Be the ultimate.
That's my cousin.
Comedic entertainment.
The ultimate,
or maybe just entertainment in general.
Oh, just the ultimate entertainment all around.
Successful in every endeavor, and that goes for writing and producing and performing. And just a successful production company.
See why he's the manager. What
it's like a garbage disposal. You know, you drop stuff, that's what it'll do to you if you don't have your stuff together.
Always go with your first instinct, because just because someone else didn't do it that way doesn't mean it's not going to work.
The advice I would have for any young person coming into comedy is have an attitude like me. Take it easy. I'm Keith Robinson, BET. Out of here.
Oh, he did. He did one, but he was going to do peace, but then he backed out and he did. What does this mean, Keith? What? No one in the world has ever went, yo, I'm out of here. And just.
Number one. Okay,
number one. What number the one fuck was that? You panicked. God. And your other finger didn't
why
go up.
Why do you keep trying to make me panic? You know, because I was on TV at such an early age.
It's big. That's a big thing. 22, TV credit.
Keith stinks.
It's my first TV have credit.
Have an attitude.
Comedy Express. I love it, though.
I love it. I want to get him one of those jackets.
But you guys got college kids? You put them in decent minds.
And we wish them well. Well, that is a wrap.
Yeah.
Out of that. Is there just, anything else?
Now, a fucking Albie Shore videos next.
We did shows with Albie Shore and all that.
She goes, coming up at 8 o'clock, Black.
You guys make good money?
I did a show with In Vogue.
Really?
First, wow. Yeah, In Vogue. And there was a big butt contest in D.C. at a place called Chapter 3. And it was when D.C. was a murder capital.
Yeah.
And I went on stage. They said, before this guy comes up, all drinks have price. And then we got the big butt contest coming up after he's on. And they just booed me.
Oh, yeah.
Just before you even grabbed the mic.
Before I even touched the
boo,
mic.
Oh, shut up, dummy. No one wants to hear what you're saying.
Let me ask you something. How are we ever supposed to really share this country if you guys have been big butt contests?
That was 80s. That was 80s stuff. 88, 89.
Coming up.
D.C. had a big butt contest all the time.
Oh, dude, I love
folks,
that.
Coming up next here in our nation's capital, a big butt contest.
Guys, drink special. 2-for-1 on anything that looks neon. And then the big booty, big wet butts. But first, this guy. He's all confidence.
Oh, God.
All confidence.
Of course,
no
they
substance.
Booed you before you get your first word.
They booed me.
I got booed a bunch of times off stage, so.
I've been booed. I've been booed. I've been booed big time. I've been booed. 14,000 people booed me.
Back to original groups.
What? 14,000? What was that?
Wasn't that the original group?
Yeah, and Al and the Monkees.
You can bring up Al and the Monkees.
Now, you talk about Comedy Express, Al and the Monkees.
Yeah, let's look up
fucking
Al and the Monkees.
Four nerdy white boys in the community college.
In Boston.
You guys were pimps in Philly wearing satin jackets.
Well, we got to be pimps.
I would have loved to meet you like at some comedy.
Oh,
thing,
man. I would put
groups.
So much money on Comedy Express versus Al and the Monkees.
First of all,
dude, if there would have been a fight.
Me, Dane, Al Del Benny, and Jay Hall.
I'm putting all my money on Ralph and Keith. I'll
first
put on
of
two
all,
versus four.
How does Al Del Benny get to be the leader?
Because
they must have really stunk.
No, we were having it was a talent show, our first thing, and you had to audition, and we auditioned, and we they were like, you're in. We made everybody laugh, and we were all leaving, and Al was the only one there, and the lady, we're all leaving. The lady's like, well, you need a name, and the lady in the audience was like, you're the Monkees. You act like Monkees. So we're like, yeah, just call us the Monkees. And then we all left. And then Al went back to the girl and he went, make it Al and the Monkees.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that, so we didn't know that until we were at the talent show. And they were like, all right, next up, let's give it up for Al and the Monkees. And we were all like, what the fuck? And he's like, he's just smiling.
Did
like
he do a shrug?
Just a dick, yeah, just a dick Al fucking move.
What did y'all
stuck.
Do? Did y'all say anything?
No, we kept it. We won
you
the
know
talent
white
show.
People, we get passive aggressive.
Yeah. And we just talked.
Oh, wait a minute. Bob's not white for the last time.
I'm sorry. Inuit Bob.
Well,
pray for his 14 words for son.
Yeah, we just talked. We had each other's backs. We don't confront each other. We talked to other friends about that friend.
Robert says that with the winter thaw, we'll bring great prosperity. And then the warring tribes from Philadelphia. He says of a black group called The Express.
I just want to be part of Dan's radio show.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Just the side guy.
Since we're all revealing something, before I started stand up, I worked with a partner once.
What?
What?
Puerto Rican guy I knew.
What?
Who?
And we no, nobody did comedy. He just,
you did a comedy group?
We did. Me and him did comedy together, like a team.
Oh,
what was
my
it called?
God.
We didn't have a name.
Spick in the Mick?
But something like that.
That sounds like a great cop show.
Spick in the Mick.
Spick in the Mick in 1979. Yeah. Spick in the Mick.
But most of it was fine, except that we came out to.
What?
If there's something, sir, and you want to.
Oh.
Who are you going to call? Joke Busters.
Oh, Colin.
Where is that at?
No.
Where is that
Oh, I wish you would have gotten sued by both Huey Lewis and fucking.
It wasn't filmed.
Oh my God!
It's not anywhere.
The Jokebusters.
It's not. It's not anywhere.
We only did it one night.
Colin's got me biting my fist. Are you rocking?
I don't know what this feeling. I've never felt it. It's almost like food poisoning.
God,
you know when you think you're like, do I get food poisoning?
Oh God, I'm glad I was just out there being a lone hack. I was glad I was just bombing on the open mic circuit by myself, taking my lumps, knowing not to put it out there. Oh, dude,
you called Jokebusters?
If you need a laugh and you're feeling down, who are you gonna call? Jokebusters.
What did you do together?
We got up and did like scenes, like white guy and Puerto Rican guy things.
I mean, that's a real limited how many scenes you guys can do.
Well, you know, New York at the time, you could do a lot. It was just like funny
it's
routines.
They should have been called Chico and the Man.
Oh, fuck. And there's no Alan the Monkeys footage.
I actually, well, there is a, I made a movie. I made a small movie. I hope it never. It's called Crickets.
Yeah.
I made a movie.
Where is it?
I don't know if it's on the internet.
Hold on, it might be. Mike, text your cousin. I'm gonna
text your cousin. Check your Instagram, and then go on Google. If you could do all those things, maybe see what's going on in your email. Come back.
MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace.
You wanna go on MySpace? Oh fuck, man! I wish it was on here.
Yeah, I got I got nothing.
Alan the Monkeys. No. Sounds good.
Yeah, there was no Alan the Monkeys. There was no Jokebusters. There was
nothing.
No.
Yeah, good. No, thank God there's no Alan the Monkeys. I have Alan the Monkeys video on a cassette. Oof. We're all in different colored shirts.
Yeah.
Tucked in to our acid wash jeans.
Fuck yeah.
Dane has Farrah Fawcett hair. It's parted down the middle and feathered back. I have a mullet, a curly mullet.
Yeah. And you're sexy Bob at this point.
I have little ringlets that I used to have come down in the front. Oh, it was definitely a Puerto Rican.
Was it like Voss hair? Like early Voss hair?
No, it was like Hector Camacho hair.
Yeah, all right. Macho Camacho.
That's why.
He's hiding it.
Yeah, that's why he shaved it off.
Yeah.
We were catching on to him.
He's got Camacho.
Well, I had the little curl.
That
front. Yeah, right there.
That
I had a bunch of them.
Hell yeah.
I had Billy Burr was in, actually, the Koala Bear Kid. Look up that. Billy Burr, our first movie ever, and he was the guy who kills me at the end. And Billy Burr, Koala Bear Kid movie, no? Robert Kelly, Billy Burr, may put his name in, my name. Oh, no, not Burr, just Billy Burr.
Please. Now we're just going to watch videos of koalas.
Why are you on my phone?
just shut up, Michael. I'm not fighting with you, please.
Guys, how are we going to ever get this group back together? It's just great that Keith's video is still exists.
Koala
Who put
Bear
that
Kid?
Up there?
No, it's not up there.
Who put that up on YouTube?
That guy. It said the manager.
Nick Ray.
It's up there,
Your cousin?
You got Wanda on there. We did a show. We were, you know, we did it like a Def Jam show. We had in '88. We had Dougie Fresh, third bass, and we do a whole lot like the comedy. Had the dancers like the Def Jam. We sent that to Spike Lee. Like we went to his house, knocked on his door, and gave him the videotape. And he answered the door, but he was laughing at us. Like, you fucking idiots, you know, buddy, you know.
Did you watch the tape?
You know, it's so funny.
I don't know, man.
So I read an interview with Spike Lee like 10 years ago. They go, why'd you move to the Upper East Side? He goes, because people would knock on my door and ring my bell and drop shit off. It's probably, you guys are the last straw.
Yeah, he goes, I'm out of here. Fuck this. I'm going to the Upper East.
Somebody knew we knew right where he lived at in Brooklyn.
So, that's
so fucking funny.
Comedy Express. I think we should all get jackets.
I'm telling you.
I think we should bring Alan the Monkeys, the Comedy Express, and the
Jokebusters?
The Jokebusters back together.
I think you guys could do a super group, like Night Ranger.
Are there any groups now? There's no more groups, right?
I think like YouTube stars have groups, probably.
Yeah, like Smosh and things like that.
What's Smosh?
What's Smosh?
It's terrible internet YouTube group.
So bring it up.
They make millions of dollars.
Are they stand-up comics?
They make
comics?
Millions of dollars.
They try to do everything now, actually.
Bring up Smosh. I know Team 10, because I'm
Team 10.
I'm actively trying to get into that.
Yeah, Team 10 also.
Leave you losers behind.
Mouth stopped working.
Dude, I love the fact that there was all this groups in the 80s. You guys really did start fucking...
Yeah, we had a group Comedy Express.
And there was always a piece of clothing.
Yeah.
We always had a matching little thing.
Yeah. Well, we had shirts. We all I think I had purple, Dane had tail green, ooh. Al had blue, and Jay had green. I remember we always panicking for our outfits.
We've got to change their outfits.
Yeah, we had to separate ourselves from the stand-ups.
How expensive were getting those jackets, though? Those fucking 80s satin jackets. Like, now you can just do it on Etsy, and it costs fucking nothing.
I know I think the white ones that we had cost, like, $70.
A pop.
Yeah. Oh,
that's 80s money.
Yeah.
That's like 200 now.
That's a lot of fucking money, dude.
Yeah.
Bro, you guys are like, this is an investment. This is worth it.
This is. But people don't have them anymore? People knew us now. People knew us around the city.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they go, Comedy Express.
Yeah. It's Comedy Express.
Choo-choo, there they are.
We was on the radio show station and all that. We had something called the Comedy Express on the Breakfast Club posse.
Did you think you were going to make it as Comedy Express?
Of course they did.
Did you think that was it? Like, dude.
We did a lot of shit.
I know, but.
They had like all stuff. Big. Yeah. Did you guys make good money doing those gigs?
Yeah, but I think my cousin was a Don King.
Dude, I love the fact that not only did he embarrass you by putting that up on YouTube, but he took all the money.
Did he take all the money?
Hey, he took all the damn money. We're like, really? Where's the money at?
He goes, oh, no, Alcorn State only paid $200.
This is like the first NWA.
Yeah, it really is. He was getting hosed.
Yeah, and Keith was Eazy-E.
Yeah.
Yo, you got to have attitude. Motherfuckers. Yeah. How bad did you want to say motherfuckers?
Did anyone rip you off in Al and the Monkees?
What do you mean?
Like, did you guys go do gigs and start making money?
No. We made money, but we didn't rip anybody off.
Wherever there's money, there's somebody to rip somebody off.
Yeah, someone's getting a bigger taste.
We actually bought a van.
Oh, jeez.
We had a van that I bought off my uncle. He ripped us off.
Yeah,
the van didn't fucking
you
work.
You and your fucking fairy friends want to drive around doing comedy?
Exactly.
Fucking $200. Thing doesn't run.
No, he had one of those old paint. He was a painter, you know. So he brought a brand new van because his shit was doing good. And he goes, "You guys should buy my van." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "In the backyard. Go look at it. I'll give you a good deal." Totally ripped us off. Should have gave it to us for nothing.
Yeah.
We bought the van. We drove it to Al's house. It didn't start. We had to leave it at Al's house and sell it because it was too much money. It cost like $1,000 to get whatever fixed. And he's like, well, what are you going to do? So I didn't know it was going to work. Yeah, you did, you fucking asshole. My Uncle Jimmy fucking took us from, I think it was $1,200.
And then he fakes surprises when you call. He goes,
it fucking didn't start. What do you mean it fucking didn't start? That's weird. Started in my backyard.
We were going to get the Al the Monkees logo on the side of the van.
Oh.
And we had, I made this thing. I got lavalier microphones for all of us.
Wait a minute. So y'all were committed to Al and the Monkees now?
Oh, my.
Because you're going to get that on the van too.
Oh, we were committed.
Was it going to be just words, or was it going to look like or what was the artwork?
I can show you the artwork if you
Wait,
want me
what?
To. Know.
Yeah.
I think I have. I made the artwork because I was going to art school for graphic design. I had my own, like the Mac Classic.
Right.
Like they had them in the desktop publishing class. I just went and had my grandmother take out a loan. I bought my own. The first portable computer was. It was like a big square. It weighed like 100 pounds, and you put it on your shoulder.
You had the first laptop?
I had one of the first portable. It was portable.
For Al and the Monkees?
Where did you go to art school at? I'm
Mike, don't go on there. Just go on this, please. Don't use your phone anymore. Just use the
some
thing.
Bring up, detention
go to Google and bring up Al the Monkees logo.
I don't think he went to school, art school.
He went to Bunker Hill Community College.
We do a finger painting.
They go, Bunker Hill Community.
They go, we have a finger.
That's just like Juvie Hall. A
bunch of bartenders and fucking wayward kids. They go, we got finger painting for the violent ones.
Al the Monkeys. Nah, that's our good art images. School. Let me scroll, see if it's up there. Scroll.
Arctic Monkeys. Hey.
No, Arctic Monkeys. No, Al and the Monkeys. Then nothing came up with Al and the Monkeys?
Nope.
Al and the Monkeys. Put the and symbol instead of that. Let me see if that comes up. Maybe something.
It won't come up.
I made the logo. It was a little monkey holding on. Holding on, scroll down. It was a little monkey holding on, looking over. It said Al and the Monkees. And then, but I didn't know how to spell.
please tell me you misspelled monkeys. please tell me you misspelled monkeys.
Tom still don't know how to spell.
I don't. I really
it's fucking not Y. It's I-E-S. Everyone
I
knows that's monkeys.
I did. I would fuck up the spelling. We go to one of the biggest fights as a comedy group ever was over. I put two U's in Tuesday, and there was a special on one of the gigs. I put mushrooms, and I put a bunch of O's. I put too many O's, and I made the flyers already, and they were making fun of me going mushrooms Tuesday, and I took a chair and threw it at them. I was like, dude. I was in fucking juvie hall when you fucking queers were playing fucking kickball, you motherfuckers. Dude. So I gave him a big speech. I threatened I was going to beat the shit out of both of them.
Oh, it would have been great if someone just went too soon.
No. No, they both, for years after that, would go mushrooms. Oh, and they'd be like, I was in juvie.
I fucking was getting commissary when you guys were playing with G.I. Joes.
Anytime one of them would get pissed at something, they'd start screaming. They'd be like, you don't know I was in juvie. And they'd bring it up. Yeah,
there's nothing worse than getting angry than your friends holding that anger against you.
I got a suitcase. I bought four lavalier microphones. I got a suitcase and made this thing with the receiver in it with all the mics. So we would show up at a gig. The plan was, get the van, logo on the side. We pull up to the gig, get out with the suitcase, roll it, lav up, plug it in, and do our show, suitcase, boom, and roll out.
To the next gig. Yeah, women pawing at you.
Yeah, like a SWAT team comedy.
Of improv.
Of improv comedy. And improv. Our improv was, we really would just, if we something worked, you would totally, we'd do it this next week.
Yeah.
We'd just muscle a joke.
Sure.
You know what I like about Comedy Express? They're more honest.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
They let you
know. Had you done stand-up before that, or was those your first gigs?
Me? Yeah, I did. I started stand-up in 84.
So you started doing stand-up before Comedy Express. What made you form Comedy Express?
I told you what made me form.
White dudes?
His cousin.
Yeah, his cousin wanted more money.
No.
His cousin was like, I could sucker Keith.
I started the Comedy Express and brought him in.
Oh.
Did you know that he was just going to siphon all that money away from you?
Sweet God, he took all our sweet money. We see him come on new leather coats. Oh, like, where's the money? No money.
Grambling. Someone from Grambling goes, you know, we paid you guys the most we've paid anybody. And Keith goes, I got
$50.
Your cousin's walking around in a fur coat.
Oh. Yeah. I was like Rob Sprantz. We still have the same cameras we've had for 5 years. Rob has an Audi.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, he just took a picture of his guitar wall.
Oh.
He lost like fucking 30 pounds. He's wearing new clothes.
Dude, I love it. He's going to show vacation photos.
He just
fucking Canary Islands.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Riotcast pay for all this. Bobby's like,
I'm still fucking doing it on my phone.
Yeah, I'm still fucking divvying up money with fucking these three people.
Gnome's fucking still being nice about letting us use his apartment.
I know. It's like... Oh. Yeah, that sucks.
Dude,
we never ran into money problems. Dane actually wanted to become famous before he really put. I remember the night we quit Al and the Monkees, Dane was like, "I got a gig." I was like, "Well, we have a gig." He's like, "Yeah, but my gig pays more money," and it did. Our gig was like $500 for four of us, and we already had lost. Jay Hall had quit. The guy, my friend, and we replaced him with this kid, Donnie Bizarro.
Bizarro?
Who really wasn't working out.
Dude, what a
super rad character. DC character.
Yeah. He doesn't use yes and. He uses no but.
He really, we couldn't fill that spot with somebody funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Bizarro was funny maybe one night and the next day.
I just love the thought of just some wayward Bostonian.
You looking for any black guys?
Ooh.
No.
Thank you. Exactly. No diversity in Al and the Monkees.
That's why I started Comedy Express.
Some would say monkeys would be a racial epithet.
First of all, we're in Boston. There was one guy, Patrice O'Neill. Yeah, Patrice. Fucking in an improv group. That would have worked.
You know, the second if they had a black member of Al and the Monkees, they go, I guess I know which one's the fucking monkey, huh? Every fucking Boston crowd would have said that.
They would have been like, fucking right, am I right?
And then they're laughing and you got to fucking compete with that. Dude, I love that you guys replaced him with Donnie Bizarro.
Well, yeah, he didn't work out.
First of all,
it's not a band. You didn't have to replace the fourth guy.
You don't know that. You're in a fucking twosome. You don't know what a fucking foursome is. Yeah, you fucking, you know. Tell him. You know how a foursome works.
Yeah. You gotta replace him. Colin's like, come on, we got to go do some joke busting up in the Bronx.
Yeah. We're Led Zeppelin. You're Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. He's like, come on, we got to get up in the Bronx. He's like, no, puppy. I know.
What's his name?
What's that?
Who was a Latin guy?
His name is Eddie Lopez.
Oh, Eddie Lopez.
No, he didn't. He was 6'8".
What?
6'8"? Yeah, we used to work at a job together. And we said, hey, we're both
whose idea was it?
Probably mine, because I wanted to get into comedy. Yeah.
Really?
Wow. And then you have security with you, 6'8", Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah.
And a knife.
Yeah. Because I always got a blade and someone to throw hands. I mean,
Joke busters. Wow.
Who are you going to call? Joke busters. Be great awful. If you're... Just a light fell on your head the first night.
How many gigs in total did the Joke Busters do?
Just one.
How many should they do? Just one.
Did he get off stage? He goes, hey, I don't want to do this no more.
No, but it didn't go bad.
No, he called you up a week later. Yo, puppy.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Where was the gig?
At some restaurant on the east side.
It didn't go bad.
It was like a comedy
Can I
night.
Tell you? Can I tell you? Can,
like
wait,
5 minutes.
Wait a minute. This is fucked up. I forgot all about this because I was a twosome for a little bit. Because when it was Al and the Monkees, the original Al and the Monkees were these two. It was because we were in theater. Me, Al Del Benny, and these two other guys were in an acting class together at community college, Bunker Hill. And we wanted to do this talent show, and we needed one more person. So Dane auditioned. And I remember we made him wait outside because we didn't really pick him, but he was the only guy that fucking did good. Right? So we had him, and then after we did that, we won the talent competition, and I started booking us. I was like, we're gonna start doing this, and then these other guys, two other guys, a fat guy and a skinny guy, they were like, yo man, I don't know if I want to do this. So me and Al was drinking and using drugs at the time. Me and Dane were clean, so we said, fuck it, we're out. We started our own group called the Abandoned Babies.
Dark.
And we did, we would meet up and rehearse, and we wrote these sketches.
I like that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Abandoned Babies.
That's the best name so far.
Yeah, out of the entire group. I mean, Joke Busters, it's hard to beat. Joke Busters.
And you already have a theme song.
You're writing a zeitgeist. You're just taking it.
Joke Busters is so bad,
it's
though.
So bad, it's great. Comedy Express, you're kind of like, all right, I can see
Al
that.
The Monkees.
Al the Monkees, like, all right. Joke Busters, you're like, that's something special. That's something. That's like Ghost Pepper Band.
Like, hey, what's the thing of singing it so? Who you gonna call? Joe Buster.
It's the only one that came with a theme song.
Our sketch that we did, we actually got a night. We did two sketches and an improv. One of our sketches was Tony Montana fighting with Kermit the Frog.
Hell yeah.
Because he could do Kermit and I could do Tony.
I bet I killed.
Buddy, it bombed. It bombed good. So bad. Dude, I remember I was in the middle. I was like, what are you doing? Come here.
I don't know, Tony.
No, you got to do things the right way.
Dude, I would nothing better than a fucking flat room.
It got so bad that we were bombing so bad that we forgot the lines. So then we just were talking to each other. Like
he goes,
Kermit.
He goes,
and I go, what are you doing? Kermit, what are you doing?
Because I think it's time for this to be over, Tony.
I think that's what happened. He was like, maybe we should move on to the next sketch.
That sounds like not a bad idea, though. You'd think we'd kill.
Yeah. It did not. I remember that. We did something else. But that, Al was in the audience that night. And that's when he was like, he got sober. Instead of going to meetings.
Your guys' sketch made him go sober?
Well, he watched
Kermit and Tony Montana. He went, God, what am I doing with my life? I got to fucking throw this booze away.
He did. He went and got sober, and now the Monkees came back together. Oh. And that's when we got Jay Hall.
That was a
and
big
we
get.
Became Al and the Monkees. The one proper. That yeah. The one that won the BCN Comedy Riot. The one that toured Massachusetts. And we became pretty big in Massachusetts.
You did?
Ask Billy.
How many gigs did you guys do?
We would show up.
I like calling it down to brass tacks.
Because we only had one show. So
As you should have. Because not everybody can put the cassette in and play your theme song at the beginning when you guys jumped out. Did you jump on stage?
We came out like, cocky.
Did you have jumpsuits? You had no outfit?
No. I remember one vague idea of a sketch where it was Columbus, who was Puerto Rican, Spanish.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, Columbus, you know, I'm discovering the new world. Like, you know, he's just doing like a Puerto Rican.
Columbus guy. I thought he was Italian.
He was Italian, but he was Spain, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the only thing I remember.
Wow. Thank God there wasn't video for you.
See Colin doing joke busters. That's beautiful.
It's one of my favorite group names I think I've ever heard.
Ghostbusters is a good name.
Joke Busters is great.
Yeah.
And I want to get Keith a fucking jacket. I want to get him an old Comedy Express
jacket. How many gigs did you guys do?
We did a lot of gigs, dude.
Like over 25?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude. We bought a van.
Oh, the monkey.
But I thought you were just getting ripped off by your fucking shithead uncle.
Nah, we bought a van for $1,200.
But $1,200 didn't work. So how many gigs did you make it to? We got to keep checking Bob out.
I like Keith.
What do you
really
mean?
Is just fucking checking every fact, checking everything.
Goes, yeah,
where did $1,200 come from? How you blew that?
Like this.
the monkey was like if this was the business card, he was like this.
Oh.
I got the logo. And I actually have tapes of us doing it. There's a videotape of us doing it's somewhere on the internet, but it's us doing
Google
a benefit.
Google it, Mike.
I don't know if you'll be able to find it.
That name stinks worse than Joke Busters.
Yeah, I tried to look up some earlier. It didn't work.
Stinks worse than Joke Busters is the name.
Al the Monkeys is
it's
bad.
It's a terrible comedy.
It's like a terrible.
The
but that was the
one.
The what?
Abandoned
Babies. Yeah, I wish that went.
That was a little better.
Yeah, if me and Dane just fucking took off back then.
No.
Huh?
No, we can only imagine Dane taking off.
Oh, he took off quick, too. He fucking ended that group.
Then why don't you guys
fast.
Change it just
how
to a band?
How
big did you take off?
What year did Dane start to get popular?
Well, what happened with us is we did the BCN Comedy Riot. And then we played the big 14,000 people venue, and we got booed off stage because they had us go on. They were just like, look, we're doing this Rock of Boston show. We do it every year. Last year we did it at the Paradise. It was only 600 people. This year they changed it to the Garden because it's so popular. It was 14,000 people.
It's a rock show?
Billy Burr actually went to it as a fan of the concert.
Yeah.
My uncle went to it, a bunch of people. And they were like, yeah, cool. And they put us on after the Spin Doctors and right before Fish.
What?
So it was a night of rock and roll, people in the old Boston Garden getting fucking trashed.
Oh.
And we were backstage with different colored shirts tucked into our acid wash jeans.
Oh, my God.
There's something so much better knowing that you bombed after Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
Oh, dude. They were hot.
And we said, this one. You're following two princes, and you're like,
so bad.
I'm a tree, he's a duck.
But here,
a cop has been called.
You know what was bad about it? We had no. Look, when you're going to bomb and you know it,
yeah.
There's something about it going, fuck it. We didn't think for a second we were going to bomb.
Right.
We walked out there like, motherfuckers, watch this shit.
Right.
Dane had the fucking brilliant idea just before we went out. Guys, we should squat down away from the audience. There was two stages. There was a big stage that way and a little stage that way. We were on the little stage. And when they announced us, we jump up and spin. And we...
Wait, so you jump and do a full spin?
So the guy announced us, ladies, give it up for Al and the Monkeys. And we jumped up and spun. But by doing that, we looked like a boy band. We looked like we were going to sing. Because we had mics in our hand. There was no cordless mics. I couldn't hook them up. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're holding these mics, and we look like a boy band. And they were fucking losing their minds.
Oh, no,
they were
no,
like,
no.
Whoa! And then we started doing a skit.
Oy.
And the silence... There's a weird 14,000 people trying to be quiet is fucking almost deafening. There's some rustling that happens.
Yeah.
And then I remember I looked over at Dane's face and there was a bead of sweat that went, his eye was open, it didn't shut. It went literally in his eye, over his eyeball, it didn't blink.
And Dane was not a guy to sweat.
Yeah. Woo!
Dude, I love your comedy Vietnam stories.
Oh,
you
dude,
know,
it
I look
bad.
In, we're in the shit.
And then they started saying booing and shit. And then I took my shirt off.
What?
Yeah, I was shredded. I just ripped my shirt off. And I
love you went with hot guy confidence.
I went. I grabbed the mic. I was like, "People, we know you didn't come here the fucking to watch comedy. You came here for the Spin Doctors, rock and roll. Wow, give it up for the Red Sox. Whoa,
the troops.
We got Fish coming up right now. Fuck. Right." right after us, but give us four things to piss you off.
Great.
And four jobs.
What? You? You? Fucking you and you. Those are the four things that piss me off.
I remember a shoe came flying by my head, and then lighters, Bic lighters just started by, and we had to run off stage.
Whoever says Boston doesn't have the best sense of humor is completely wrong.
That's real shit. And we ran backstage, and you understand, before that, all the bands, Jeffrey Gaines, all these amazing artists, our dressing room was the woman's bathroom. So when girls had to go pee, they had to use our It was the greatest night of my life. And I remember I was sitting on a stairwell in the old Boston Garden, and people were just walking by me, like pointing at me. And Dane and Al were like, we're going to get the car. We'll meet you up front. They were such in shell shock, they left me. So I had gone out front, and I'm pacing. I had to use a payphone because there's no cell phones. I called fucking Dane's house. He answers the phone. I go, what are you doing? He goes, dude, we forgot. I go, you motherfucker.
Was your shirt still off?
Dude, no, I was just freezing. I was outside. I go, you motherfucker. I've been waiting here for fucking 45 minutes out front, you cocksuckers. He's like, Bobby, what do you want us to do? I go, you fucking ass. I was so mad. All of a sudden, you hear chkun, chkun, chkun. This concert's over. The doors are letting out. Everybody's like, there he is. People walking by. I go, there's that guy. I had to run like over the Charlestown Bridge, and I had to get a cab. I had to call a cab at a fucking Papagino's parking lot. Dude. I was fucking shaking. And the world, the comedy world, you gonna stand. We were the hottest thing around. The comedy world fucking knew immediately that we fucking took a hot one. Yeah, we had like dates started getting canceled. We took off. That's when, and then we were doing, and then that's when Barry Katz loved me. Hey, Dane, come on.
Dude, I love love that someone came back from concessions with two beers. Going, what did I miss?
By this fucking
Burr
band.
Was there.
That's so great.
Burr was fucking there.
Does he remember it?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Ask Burr. I couldn't imagine watching it.
What's more humiliating, that Burr saw you guys or that gay Burr was watching a Spin Doctor's Fish concert?
Getting him to admit that. You're like, what were the bands? He's like, I forget.
Colin, what was I supposed to see, Colin? Led Zeppelin, huh? What was I supposed to see?
Dude, the you being left out front is just the perfect.
The first, it's a cream in my hand.
That was fucking terrible.
And they took his shitty van.
I love it. Yeah. They took his uncle's van across the bridge that he had to run across. There's nothing worse than that. Everyone getting out after a bad set.
How happy is fucking Keith that we were in, there was other comedy groups besides the Comedy Express?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Keith's coming out on top of all of this.
Those
jackets were shit. I think it goes.
What a fucking hunk of shit. That's all he got out of the group is that a satin, $80 satin jacket.
Yeah, and his uncle got a fucking savings account from stealing all of their fucking money.
His uncle got his nice fucking Cadu.
Yeah. A Cadu in a townhouse in Germantown.
That's so weird. I wonder, the comedy groups, when that stopped, because that's not still a thing.
But comedy groups.
Well, there's improv groups, but there's
no.
No,
because
like,
you can't. There's too much ego. You know what I mean? I mean, I knew it was going to end. You know, when Dane came in, he goes, "I have a gig." I'm like, "We have a gig." He goes, "Yeah, but my gig pays more money than your gig." What am I going to say? Fuck you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "All right, that's it." I was like, "It's over." Right. And he didn't even fight back. It's like a girl. You know, coming up to you and being like, look, I can't make it Friday. Well, then we should just break up because we're not communicating. She's like, maybe you're right. You're like, whoa, I was just trying to threaten you.
I just wanted you to fight back a lot.
Yeah, I was just trying to threaten you, Dan. You didn't have to fucking agree with me quitting the group.
I can't believe you guys were actually a thing like that. That was fucking hilarious.
Oh. Yeah, I thought it was like a joke buster situation. It's one and done.
No. Dude, we had a van. We had laughs.
That's the best way to go, though. We ended on a fucking thing where you're like, ugh. They basically have to change their, like, identities.
They got beaten so bad that they got fucking PTSD.
Dude, it was just like a fucking movie of a rock band where that one guy just goes and learns another trait. I went into acting. I went into my acting teacher. I did two movies and a play. I stopped comedy for almost 2 years.
No, it's the part that I really enjoyed.
Well, it was at the peak, like when me, Burr, Patrice, Marley, Gullman, we were all coming up. We were in this group, but we did stand up a little bit. And we're all coming up, and I kind of just said, fuck it, I'm out. I'm done with this shit. And I had to come back 2 years later, like a year and a half, whatever it was later. And Patrice and Burr, Dane was fucking solo at that point. Dane was hinting, though, because he would be like, dude, I did a show last night, and this lady said I was the greatest thing ever, and I'm going to be a star. And I was like, wow, that's great.
But don't forget, we got the fucking
VFW. Yeah, exactly.
We got to meet, a group meeting.
We got to go to Worcester and do our fucking Friday show.
Dude, we met every day, I think 5 days a week, 4 days a week, every night for 3 hours.
Jesus.
For 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dude. There's also...
The Umana... high school in East Boston. Jay Hall worked there, got us the room, the rehearsal space. Every night, for 4 nights a week, for 2 to 3 hours a pop.
Give us one of your killer bits.
Yeah, what was your closer?
The one that just always.
There was 100%. There was 2 kilobits. Our opening bit.
You better be still a kilobit.
I was terrible.
Oh,
there was 2 kilobits. There was 2 kilobits. I mean, the last time we did this bit. I had a wardrobe.
I want Dan to introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, Al and the Monkees.
Wait a minute, we're in Boston.
Ladies, put down your cigarettes and your beers. Coming to the stage, 4 lovely gentlemen known as Al and the Monkees. There's no blacks.
So we would come out. We did Chinese theater. Oh. So. We'd have Dane.
Just do it. Can you do it?
Me and Al would be off the stage with the microphones.
Yeah.
Dane would be on the microphone with a thing of peanut butter. I mean, on the stage with peanut butter. And Jay would have a candy bar. And they'd be like, and we'd be like, dun, 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 dun.
Oh,
yeah. No. And then they'd walk into each other, bump, and they'd be like, oh, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter. No, you got your peanut butter in my chocolate. Hey, we fight.
And you guys would do the noises?
We would do the noises off stage. I mean, it would murder. Yeah. And then we would be like, inside of it, I don't remember all the jokes. He would pull his hair. He grabbed his hair. He's like, oh, your hair, nice and lovely. That's because of. And he'd hold up a sign, a photo of Jay Bald. Like, he looks like he's bald.
Yeah.
And be like, what was that? The hair replacement.
Hair Club for Men.
Hair Club for Men. And they put the murder. Oy. Murder. Oy. Murder. Murder. And then the other bit.
So you basically were doing a Hair Club for Men bit.
We would do every hack fucking
thing.
Did
y'all do comedy clubs?
We did comedy clubs. We did colleges.
I think I've seen these jackasses.
I met you, you fuck. When I met
I think I've seen them somewhere.
Dude, if you're telling me right now, hold on,
real quick. If you're telling me that fucking Al and the Monkees and the Comedy Express cross lanes at some point,
I'm
going to fucking bleed out my ears.
First of all, Comedy Express was over because that was way before me.
Keith goes,
this guy's 70.
I think I found the white version of us. We're called Al and the Monkees.
Yeah, they wear flannels and colored shirts.
Well, he's telling the bits, but I thought it was funny, too. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you how me and Keith met, which is Al and the Monkees related, is when fucking he was soloing, not Comedy Express anymore.
Yeah, he took the jacket off.
And you know what I felt when I saw you? That fucking, let me tell you something, you got to have an attitude. That's that cunt I met fucking 20-something years ago in an elevator at a fucking college convention. I went to NAC. I wanted to do my college as Al and the Monkees, where we started. They wouldn't let us do it because you have to go through NACA. They were like, why don't you come to the NACA as a representative of your college, and you can see how it works. So I go up.
Bunker Hill community in the house.
I go up as a representative. And now, first of all, this is Sexy Bob, motorcycle, leather.
Tassels on the motorcycle, if I remember correctly.
I had to go up with the college. I'm in a circle of trust. I had to do all this weird college shit. I had to fall back.
I had to be in juvie.
I was so fucking pissed off. I'm holding hands with all these college kids, and we're doing all these stupid college games, revealing stuff.
Oh.
Ugh, just to get to this fucking hunk of shit. I go to the show that night. I'm front row.
Where is it?
It's Ipswich, upstate, you know, up above Boston, right? North Shore, right? This fucking cocksucker comes out, all this energy. You wouldn't believe how much energy, Keith. He comes, la, la, oh, meh,
that's a mating dance in Bobby's Village. I'll take that. That was due for one. It's a 2-hour show.
We left it on that side.
Hey, you fucking 9 out of 10, you still go to the Hall of Fame.
He fucking, he literally murders. I'm like sitting there like, wow. I run, he leaves, show's over, I run out and I follow him, I stalk him, all the way to the elevator. I get in the elevator, it's me, him, and some girl, and some big fucking dude he was with. And I'm just like, hey man, how you doing? Hey, I'm starting to get into comedy, and I you know, I'm up here as a representative. I have a comedy group, and I had a flyer of all our stuff. And he look, see that tie? He was like this, leaning up against the fucking girl. Yeah, yeah, man, that's cool. That's good. All right, man, you know, do your thing. I was like, what? I just, he's like, yeah, man, all right, cool, man, good for you. Ding, rolled out, fucking ghosted me. I'm sitting there holding my flyer.
I want a chick.
I'm holding my flyer.
He just did well. He's probably booked about fucking 100 schools.
I was sitting there holding my flyer like, what a fucking cocksucker. But he just was so happy on stage. I was like fucking having a jovial. He looked like such a nice guy. Elevator Keith stunk back then.
I wish.
Well, what was he supposed to do?
Yeah, was he supposed to mean Joe Green you and throw you his jersey?
All right, you're in a college
express jacket.
You're in an elevator, and a kid comes up to you and goes, "Ah, I'm a big fan. It was great. I'm in a comedy group. Do you know? Can you have any advice or anything? What would you say?"
Oh, I would say keep writing. Do your thing.
Yeah. Well, Dan, if a kid came up to you and, "Hey, Dan, I'm a big. Can I? What you just did was great.
You're with a girl. You're trying to make a little."
I go, hold on, baby. Hold on, baby. What's your name?
Bobby. Bobby, I mean, Alan the Monkeys.
Get out of the elevator. Hit the emergency button. Stop this elevator. I don't want to be on this elevator with this kid.
I didn't know I was dealing with Comedy Express, Keith. Looking at it now, it makes sense. Comedy Express, Keith, was a little cockier.
Oh, he goes, baby, where's the jacket? She goes downstairs. He goes, ah, all right.
That's why Godfrey came up to me, and I was performing at Howard.
Yeah.
The black, they had a, not the university, but they had a hotel, Howard.
Yeah.
And Godfrey came talking to these girls. I'm trying to, you know. Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah, I see you on Star Search, man. That's really good. I'm like, yeah, that's good. Feeding Godfrey. I'm trying to get, you know.
Yeah,
I love young, fucking hungry Keith just trying to get laid.
Kind of a black nerd Godfrey was. He's watching Star Search.
Godfrey was a nerd. Exactly. He was a little nerd back then.
Star Search.
I much prefer the broken fucking Keith, the I gave up Keith, the three girls and one Keith group that he's in now. Are you getting to get a satin
three
jacket
girls
with that?
And one
a little
Keith.
A little pink jacket. With three girls.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Check it out, baby.
I hope you have a fucking Letterman jacket.
Ride or die for Spotify.
He's going to get a pink satin jacket with the three little ponytails.
Amy goes,
and then an afro.
Amy goes, three girls, we're out. And they all follow suit.
And then they go all at the same time. And one key.
Yeah, three girls and one
key. See you next week, guys.
Meow.
You fucking stink. You deep-balled fucking cocksucker.
I love it.
You can't go back to Philly. You have
three
to move to
Brooklyn.
Three girls
and one Keith, and I love it.
Oh, God.
So he puts in the memo of every check he writes with that money.
I love it.
I want satin jackets so bad, man.
We're getting satin jackets.
What do you guys make on the show?
What did you say?
I was trying to casually get him to drop what he makes on the show.
I know what he makes. He makes around 20 G's for the run.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
20 G's for the run.
Much more than that.
Thank you, Colin. Colin's the only honest person.
Do you know why you're right about that? Because I just threw that fucking number out there to see this. Because this guy can't fucking pass a fucking a lie detector test.
He just started
to save
smiling.
His he went like this.
Yeah.
He just froze and tried to keep his mouth shut.
Trying
not to give a tell. That's your tell, dummy, when you try not to give a tell. How much money
the
you
tell is three girls and one Keith, and I accept it.
I would have fucking took it for half the money.
I fucking love Keith.
I guarantee.
If they named it three girls and a fat bald guy, yeah. I'd fucking take it.
I guarantee we're talking six figures.
No way. Six figures.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
There it is. Wow. Colin cracked them open. Colin always should have been a detective.
I gotta undo my belt on that one. Oh my god!
I like that you were just looking for an excuse to undo your belt, and then that was it.
Oh my god!
Bobby goes, fucking financial figure.
But first of all, my belt now tells me when we're wrapping up. By the way, I can only do around an hour and a half, 45 minutes with the belt, and then we got 15 minutes to wrap up. An indicator. What's up?
What did Alan the Monkeys get for that 14,000 seat gig, though?
True.
They probably got.
We didn't get
425.
I'll tell you what we got. That gig, we didn't get shit because
exposure.
exposure.
The guy.
Boy, all right, it sure was. They got
can
exposed.
I tell you? I'll tell you. We did get exposed. That was our next group name. Exposed. What happened was we did the Comedy Riot, and the guy. It was the BCN Comedy Riot, which BCN was a fucking massive radio rock station back in the day.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And Mark Parenta was the biggest motherfucker. Yeah. I mean, just Howard Stern of Boston back then. And
Howard Stern, if you like 10-year-old boys.
Well, he took a liking to us.
I'll bet he did.
What a worst sentence to follow up what Colin just said. Colin goes, 10-year-old boys, and Bobby goes, and he loved us. Couldn't get enough.
But he really liked Dane. Yeah. I mean, it was almost weird. Like, he would show favoritism. He brought us on, during the competition.
Well,
wasn't
he a child molester or something?
But we didn't, not then. Not he was then, but we didn't. It wasn't out. But he was just the king of Boston.
They had to love a little Bob, a little Bobby.
I was too much. I was too alpha.
Yeah,
he wasn't. I wasn't going to. He liked Dane. Yeah. He really did. We just thought he liked Dane. Well, you know, that happened all the time. People just love Dane, you know. It was whatever. He brought us in the radio station, which he shouldn't have done, in the middle of the competition. Like, come on in, guys. And he would talk about us every week after the Sunday night competition. And so we won, but he helped us win.
Yeah, your shirt off interviews. Yeah. He's like, come on in and take your shirt off.
Well, I remember Dane called in by himself one time.
That was the beginning of the end.
That's kind of like, shit. I mean, it's the beginning of the end, but it's also like, all right, you made the right move business-wise. Whatever. But he called in and... And then he was like, we want you to do this show. And it was big. It was fucking massive. And no comic ever did that shit. No comic ever went up in front of 14,000 people.
No.
On a rot. It just never. We were just like, fuck yeah, let's do it. It was the dumbest move we ever made. But
God, I love the energy that you guys are like, this is a can't miss.
Yeah,
we just go out there.
Well, wait a minute. How did y'all come out, though? Did y'all do the peanut butter?
Yep.
You guys opened with it?
We sure did.
Oh, great.
It was so bad doing... I mean, they didn't...
You're expecting music after the middle of a concert.
You understand, Dane was holding peanut butter, and Jay was holding a chocolate bar, and we were hiding, but there was still around 10,000 people watching us from this side, and we're just sitting there going like this. Hold on, you know. Oh, boy, you got that chocolate in my peanut butter.
I fucking see you. I see you, Chinaman. You're to the fucking side.
They didn't, but you know what, though? The people in the front that could hear it, were like, keep going. They loved it. There was like maybe 20 people that were like, this is great.
Wait a minute. Did your uncle and them want to rip you off, come there? Was it a big deal?
My uncle was so, he fucking, I remember
he took some van back.
Yeah, he goes, give me the keys.
I had five uncles. My uncle Sean went to this one. I remember I went to my grandmother's and he was like, you all right, kid? I remember he came in. I was in the basement just like in shock. Mad at them, my career's over, and I heard him open the door, and he came downstairs and he opened the door. Usually they bust my balls. Usually they'd be like fucking laughing at me. He opened the door. He goes, "You're right, kid," and I was like, "I don't know. I think I don't know." He's like, "All right, well, that was pretty fucking nuts," and I go, "Yeah." He goes, "All right, well, at least you played the garden."
So
and he shut the door. And I was like,
"That's got to hurt even more."
Yeah.
So no more performances after that.
No, we still went on for a little bit, yeah.
How was that first one? Did you guys have the yips after that?
We were shaking. We were shaking, but we went out to Western Mass to like the Berkshires where people we knew. I remember we would open this guy, he was an Italian guy. He had a satin jacket too. Remember when satin jackets were huge?
Yeah.
MTV. I had an MTV satin jacket. Yeah. Remember that jacket?
I mean, no problem.
I remember it was huge. 3 years. Before Keith and his crew were wearing it.
What are we on a bus? You all right? Maybe talking to the mic, you jackass.
Why did you appreciate my great joke.
Are you tired? We got to wrap this up. Colin's getting tired. Half the crew's getting tired. Yeah, it was. We went out there. This guy was a magician, and he called himself our Medusa. He'd be like, "Dude, I want to Medusa you guys."
Oy.
And we would laugh. We would just let him book us gigs because he was such a character. He'd be like, "Dude, I'm gonna Medusa you in Western Mass. I'm gonna Medusa you up in New Hampshire." And he did magic, and he would go up, and he was just this guy. He'd be like, "Ta-da!" And it was just the worst. But I was on stage one night, and he was going up in between us, bringing us up as stand-ups, and then as Alan the Monkeys. And I knocked over his magic trick, and I picked it up, and it kind of flipped out in all the holes and shit. And I go, "Look, there's holes in this thing." And just from the back of the room, you heard, "My illusions."
My illusions.
My illusions. Ah, fuck. Well, here we are on my podcast years later. Me and Keith are friends, right? You're finished. I'm finished.
No, I got 3 girls, 1
Yeah. Spotify. Go listen to it on Spotify.
How the fuck? Why didn't you get on that? If they offered him fucking 8 figures, he would have turned it down. Huh?
Not true.
What about 7?
7?
Yeah, would you take it for 7?
What's that? 7 million?
Figures. 7 figures.
I don't know. $1 million.
How much would it cost for you to do 3 girls, 1 Colin?
I would do it for free.
Really? Sure. Just to take the job away from Cookie? Yes. Just to give him the boot?
Priceless.
All right, let's wrap this up. Keith, Comedy Express.
That's right, baby. Comedy Express. Forever.
I'm going to find a fucking satin jacket for your birthday.
Just don't find it. Just make it.
I'm going to make it. That's what I'm saying.
All make Comedy Express jackets.
Let's have a new Comedy Express.
Can't do it.
Why?
We'll sue you.
You won't.
I'll see you in court. I'm going to win the trademark. I'm going to go trademark Comedy Express.
I bet you
and then I'm going to back sue you for all the fucking, for the
first
use
of
the name.
As soon as somebody hears this, it's all fucking taken anyways.
Yeah.
Some asshole took this already. Selling Comedy Express jacket on Gas Digital right now.
Merch
pump.
Go to Merch Pump.
Go to Merch Pump. Get Comedy Express leather jackets, satin jackets, dungaree jackets.
Totally down with that.
We have Joke Busters. We have the original theme song.
You guys want an Alan the Monkeys t-shirt? It's there.
The more you mention
Stick in the
joke
mix
busters,
shirt is up.
The more I like it.
What?
Joke Busters. The more you mention it,
see,
I'm starting to like that. Yeah, a little bit more.
Really turns, and it's got a song attached.
I hate the song. The song infuriates. Hey,
well, Ray Parker Jr. loves it.
Because I can see Collins dance with Joke Busters. Yeah. I see how he comes out.
Joke Busters.
Yeah. Yes. Collins
popped.
Our
sketches.
What was your sketch?
Well, it was the Columbus.
Yeah.
As a Puerto
What's
Rican.
Another one?
I can't remember. It was almost like Cheech and Chong, only an Irish guy and a Puerto Rican. And then at the end, it was fucking light. They told us you better get off 5 minutes. If something.
What?
If you need a laugh.
So you sang it.
Oh. And you go, yeah.
So sing it. Can you sing it for us right now?
I can't remember the words, but it was, if you need a laugh and it's a long day, who are you going to call? Joke Busters.
Yes.
And then we ended with it.
Their breakdown.
Whose idea was that?
I don't remember. But
he knows. Come on. Yeah. What are you talking about? Whose idea it was?
I just want to know one thing. Did you high five when you got off?
No, but we both were like, "Hey, that went pretty good."
Did you go get disco fries somewhere?
Yeah. We were like, "Shit."
CQ, it was good times. Hey. I think they liked it.
Okay, man, I gotta go home.
I mean, we're no Comedy Express, but we good.
He goes, mira, we go to Boston, we work, man. The Monkeys, they done.
Monkeys done, man.
Out of the Monkeys.
Comedy Express, they don't even see each other anymore.
They are Enterprise, man. That's got Pennsylvania.
That's the problem, man. There's two of us.
Man.
There's 4 of them.
Nah, man.
Double the problems.
Mami.
Papi. Yeah. Listen. All right, well, Keith, you got Keith, 3 girls, 1 Keith. Where can you listen to that?
Spotify.
In the
you
tub?
Know where it's at. Spotify.
You have to listen to it in the tub
in the
with
tub,
candles.
On
Spotify.
On a stoop. You can listen to it on a stoop.
How's it going?
In the tub. It's going pretty good.
Yeah? It must be successful. I mean, you got 3 successful people in it.
3? Wait a minute. But there's...
No. There's 3. And there's
that's some Al the Monkeys humor right there.
I love how you switch your coattail thing to like just, you know, three coattails. You got Rachel, you got Bridget.
I don't do coattails. Remember, I don't join circles. I make circles.
True.
Understand that.
True that. True that. You're right. Keith doesn't make draw. You draw circles.
I just said that. I make
yeah,
circles.
Yeah, you make circles. Yeah, all right, good. That's a good saying.
I know it
How
is.
Many listens does it have?
Huh? It's got good listens, I guess.
Does it say?
Not on here.
Now, how come it's Amy on it, not
well,
oh, she presents it?
Figure that out. Figure out why Amy's on it.
I just want to hear you say it.
Laura.
You know, who's fucking top billing a movie right now?
No, wait a minute. Why is Amy?
Why isn't it Rachel? Why is it just Amy?
Why couldn't it be you or Rachel?
All right, well, oh, yeah, we got a big gig at the end of August. Me, you,
Vegas.
Voss in Vegas. Me, you, Voss, and Paul Verzi.
Hard.
In Vegas at the Comedy Club.
Hard. Comedy Cellar.
Comedy Cellar in
Vegas.
Vegas at the Rio.
At the Rio.
With their, they're putting up the tickets this week. You can buy them right now. Go to ComedyCellar.com and go to the Vegas website, and you can pick the date and buy the tickets. Now, get them now. It's that whole week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We will be in Vegas. Me, Keith Robinson, Rich Voss, and Paul Verzi. That is the last week in August.
August, yeah.
That's going to be a good time.
In Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds that Keith stays in the Rio Hotel? I'd say one to 1,000.
There's no way he's staying at the Rio Hotel. No
I already booked my hotel at Encore.
Yeah, he's not staying. Nice. Of course. Yeah. You stay way over there?
Visit Mike Reynolds. He's a craps dealer there.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who's
yeah,
Mike Reynolds?
I love that.
In front of us.
Were you in a group with him?
No, he did. He did his own act.
Wow. Yeah. And what else you got, Keith? You have no website, right?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That's off the grid.
Off the grid.
Yeah, I'm off. I mean, Twitter, which I'm barely on, and Instagram, which I'm barely on.
You got nothing.
I'm a man. I'm a grown man.
Right.
I do grown man shit.
Right.
Like stay off the internet
and do a podcast with three women.
Yeah. Grown up stuff.
Hey girls, what do you think?
I'm the pimp of the podcast.
You're not the pimp.
I'm pimping those hoes.
I want to.
You better isolate that audio and send it to Amy.
Can we listen to some of it? Do you have any of it?
I gotta piss.
Just want to listen to one little piece of it. Have you listened to it?
No.
It's a trailer.
Have you listened to it?
No.
Has
yet.
Anybody listened to it?
I haven't yet.
Nobody has listened to it.
How many?
Didn't it just come out?
Yeah, it just came out.
It just came out three.
It's
got to
be funny.
Ago.
It's funny.
I'm sure.
I mean, it's four funny people.
Look at Bob. It's got to be funny.
Well, yeah.
It's got to be. What?
Playing Mr. Innocent.
Yeah. It's got. Come on. What
we
is,
don't go for that shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We're all comics. We know what the fuck you're doing.
What are you talking
we're
about?
We're all comedians.
Oh, it's got to be. Come
when
on.
When a comedian starts to get sincere, there's a rattle, like a rattlesnake goes off in everyone's head.
Why?
It's got to be funny.
Come on, what do you got on?
I'm being serious.
Fuck you, Bob.
Oh, God.
And it ends as it started. Yeah. We keep going, fuck you, Bob.
What are you doing, Mike?
It's not coming up. It's just showing reviews.
What?
There's just showing reviews
on the
trailer.
He goes like this.
Is it not,
what are you doing,
is it not up, Mike? Is it not up?
Yeah.
Where is it up?
Look at
Spotify.
Look at the
right, but when it opens Spotify, it crashes his computer.
I have it on my phone.
Your phone doesn't work for me.
The trailer?
Yeah, just look at the trailer and see. You know.
Let's pick it up. I have a 3 o'clock lunch at the comedy at the Olive Tree with Rebecca Trent.
Let's go.
Ready?
Here it is. This is a goddamn promo.
Very good slate.
Yeah, great.
Is it go time?
Okay. So I still say the whole thing every time, and then add.
Check us out. Freeman on. Damn it. I messed up already.
Stop. It's the same guy from fucking Comedy Express.
Yes.
There it is.
You're still doing the same shit.
Same cocky guy.
Yeah, you fucking asshole. You got three nice people trying to be funny.
What a stroke.
They put some seasoning on them.
Tupac.
Forget it. Let's fucking move on. Keith, so thanks for coming on, buddy. Very funny. Comedy Express. What's
Comedy
up?
Express, baby,
Comedy
forever.
Express. One finger.
Yeah.
Not peace. One.
One.
Colin.
I'll be at Governor's next week.
With who?
The guy who's joining me tonight at the Fat Black Pussycat, actually.
He's back?
What's his name?
Chrissy D's out of town.
I thought he was finished there. They threw him out to
Chrissy
Fat
D's
Black.
Yeah, they told him he couldn't work there anymore.
Wait, they told him that?
No, they is
Liz.
They is him.
Oh.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
They booted Tim Gage.
They booted Tim Gage.
And then I'll be in Montreal next week.
It's such a weird thing. This relationship between Tim Gage and Colin and all of us. All right, you're going to be a governor's letter. I've never played governors.
Really?
What?
Never.
Never?
I've done the two other rooms.
McGuire's and Brokerage.
I've done it for years, the other ones. Yeah. I've never I've been to governors one time.
You're a governor's dude.
Never went.
What?
Never. I never played there. I went there one time when they had the podcast studio.
Yeah.
I mean, I love those guys. Yeah, it's weird. I've never played that room ever.
That is weird.
But I don't know what the fuck that is, but whatever. Maybe the guy there doesn't like me. Isn't there a separate guy?
No.
They're all owned by
James?
Yeah. James owns all of them.
Yeah, but isn't there a guy there who runs it? What do you know?
I can't remember. No, I'm trying to think of the other guy.
Jeez, you sound like an old lady.
No, just one guy. Owns all of them.
And you're at the you're at Harris Resort. Where else are you?
I'm at Harris Resort with my man, Noah McDonald.
Yeah.
Wow.
Two-man show.
Hell yeah.
And the warehouse at FTC, Fairfield, Connecticut. What's that?
No idea.
South Orange Performing Arts Center in South Orange, New Jersey. Yeah, go to colinquinn.com for all his tickets. And are you doing your new show?
Or
is what is it called? Do you have a name for it?
One in Every Crowd.
One in Every Crowd?
I like that.
What's it about?
Well, it was about, I don't know, it's changing. It's hard to say now. I'm changing the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to stay one in every crowd?
No, probably not, although that's great artwork.
That is great artwork.
Unfucking believable artwork.
I like it. Like it.
You have the same eyes and cheekbones as Jesus. I bet he liked Lord of Dunes, too. All right, buddy. Dan, what do you got?
Bonfire on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM.
What a great
XM.
Fucking show. Have you done Bonfire?
No.
Dude, it's so fun.
We'll have you anytime you'd like, Colin.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome, Dan.
And then I'll be at...
He just said that like Dan's a new guy from fucking Kentucky. I'll have you on anytime you want, kid.
I didn't say it like that. I said...
Yeah, you did. Look, no. That's why he's laughing.
If you didn't say it like that,
he wouldn't laugh.
I'll be at the Punchline in San Francisco, July 19th through the 21st. Then Comedy Works in Denver, July 26th through the 28th. Comedy on State in Madison in August.
Yeah.
And then other shit, dansutter.com.
Well, don't forget, you're going to be at Skankfest this week.
Yeah. Louis J. Gomez is the brainchild of Louis J. Gomez. Skankfest. Brooklyn.
Skankfest.
You're at Skankfest, too. We're all doing a show together Sunday.
Sunday night, is it?
Sunday night, we're doing a show together.
Yeah, I can't make it Saturday.
Shafir Fest.
Why?
Go to buy Shafir Fest shirts.
What's a Shafir Fest?
Because, you know, Ari Shafir hijacked it this year.
Oh, did he really?
He was doing all the announcements before Louis could. So anytime they signed someone big, he would tweet it out. It made Louis furious, and it's one of the hardest I've ever laughed. Because they would get this big name, and then Ari would find out, and he'd go, hey, guys, by the way, Pete Davidson's going to be at Skankfest. And Louis would be like, what the fuck, Ari? You got to let me announce it in an official way. Ari Shafir, always funny.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
That's amazing.
So check it out. Gabby, what do you got, babe?
I have a new podcast out with Katie Hannigan called The Pod Clips. Dan did an episode.
Yep.
I forgot about your Muppet voice.
My Muppet voice?
I always forget that it's like a Muppet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a little puppet.
Yeah.
And follow me on Instagram. That's really it.
Yeah. All right, Gabby. Michael? What do you have besides owl eyes?
All three of us will be at the Fat Black Pussy Cat tomorrow night. I'll be at Skankfest on Sunday. And I'll be headlining the Improv in San Antonio the last week of August.
Hell yeah.
Now, wait a minute. What is the Skankfest show on Sunday we're on?
It's a comedy show. Like it's just a comedy show.
I know, but...
Yeah. I'm
Mike
in the basement.
Mike looks like a Mexican Zero Mostel.
That is fucking perfect.
Tell Keith who Zero Mostel is.
I know he is.
Who
stupid.
Is he? Who is he?
He's a... fucking movie star.
From what movie?
On a way to the...
On
what
the
is it?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the what?
I forget the...
A funny thing happened on the way to
All right, just
checking. I can't remember the word.
Forum.
Yeah.
Forum, yeah.
Just checking.
I know all that.
No, yeah, yeah.
What do you think this? What is Bob? What are you doing testing me?
Yeah. I like to test you.
I like somebody smarter to test me, please.
We'll find somebody in this room and you can
Colin.
Have them. Yeah, keep going.
Gabby.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Two. Keep going.
That's it. I did it. He did it. He got that's it. He got to the end.
All right, check it out. I want to thank Dom Steak Tips for Dom Sausages. DomSausages.com for supporting the YKWD podcast and the Live from the Shed. We gave away two bags of steak tips to very happy people this week. And we're going to try to maybe give some more away before the summer's out. So stay tuned. But go there and get your steak tips. They deliver them right to your house. Sausages, steak tips. They have a whole menu right to your house. In 2 days, it will come to you. So go to DomSausage.com. Also, I want to thank the Comedy Cellar Vegas. Go to Comedy Cellar. If you're going to Vegas or if you want to go and check out the new club, it's at the Rio. It's the hottest club. It just won number one comedy club in Vegas.
Nice. Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. The crowds are getting bigger and bigger. It's becoming more popular, just like the regular Comedy Cellar Vegas. So make sure you get tickets. And we're going to be there at the end of August. Me, Voss, Keith, and Verzi. Mark Cohen's going to be hosting. It's going to be great. Are you ever going to go there, Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, cool. We should, when?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
He would announce it if he was going to be there anytime soon.
What's that mean?
Well, he's not going to be there.
Yeah, I would have said it when I was saying my dates.
Well, not if it wasn't.
Then you try to put pressure on him. I know how you work, Bob.
I don't know why you blew past my Montreal dates, too.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to announce that.
Oh,
I was gonna announce that at Montreal, like we're doing it together.
Ah, boom!
I was gonna do it, yeah.
Okay.
What are you? His fucking manager? Back off!
Yeah, man. He's got a point though.
Yeah, back off,
guys. I don't need beef between Al the Monkeys and the Comedy Express. Yeah.
No, I'm trying to fucking hook up with the Joke Busters, and this cocksucker's cock blocking.
You can't. Joke Busters are a 2-man group. Don't try.
I don't want to join them. I'm just saying we could do shows together because we're in the same circuit. Unlike Comedy Express.
Joke Buster.
Use codes.
And you want to laugh.
Who are you going to call?
Don't forget to use code CC Social.
What's that?
Don't forget to use the code CC Social when you're buying tickets on.
Yeah, CC Social. You get $25 tickets. And make sure you go. This Thursday, I'm going bushcraft and I'm going to the camping with Paul Verzi.
I want to thank you one more time for letting me doing the show at the outhouse that you have in Westchester.
Live from the shed.
I don't like that he's redoing outhouse. Yeah, but he got a laugh on that joke.
I want to get one more.
Yeah, but you. That's the only.
You can't stop me from getting one more.
And, that's how Comedy Express died.
Don't get my way. Don't get my way.
Let's not act like when we all don't have gold. We try to bring it up a few times.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And like on a huge
that's
laugh.
What it's all about.
Like the fourth time. This is the seventh time. He's brought it up.
You did it? Are you barbecuing everything?
Gabby had a good sweet
laugh.
He did
laugh
it barbecue. Aww. He brought it up up front. He brought it up. He did it on the promo, which was
so
funny.
What?
Yeah.
I just shot with Noam yesterday, live from the shed.
Mm-hmm. Two episodes.
Two episodes. Gabby was there. Gabby's fucking crazy. She edited the last two episodes, your episode, edited, because we had to speed you up the driveway, because it took too long. So she had to...
You fucking asshole, man. You're
what a mean,
a
cruel man.
Mean
he's a handicapped gentleman.
No, he just took long.
Yeah, I'm glad Dane blew by you. Bob came back into comedy. Dane, we should form the group together. Dane's like, I'm on the road right now.
First of all, Dane blew by all of you.
Yeah.
All of us, okay?
Yeah, right. Not Comedy Express.
I remember when Dane was doing, we were doing Comics Come Home.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, I want to do something for my MySpace page. And I was like, no, Dane, leave me alone. Like, I was like, what's he talking about? Meanwhile, he's already like a fucking superstar.
If you did it, you would have sold out your next 6 months of shows. Yeah, we're doing, first of all, you rolled your eyes. What's up with you rolling your eyes?
Whoa. I didn't roll my eyes at all.
Yeah,
why did I roll my eyes?
First of all, settle down. You're getting a little carried away.
I got to go.
All right, listen. Go to RobertKellyLive.com .com for all my dates. Just for laughs next week. What day are you going to be there, Quinn?
The 25th or the 23rd or something. I'm there for like a week.
Well, you're there for a whole week. You're doing your one-man show?
Yeah.
And you're doing a gala?
No, something else. I think they got wise to the fact that a lot of people are like, we don't do your fucking galas all the time.
Yeah.
So now they have another thing, but it's another type of show, but it's still...
It's a TV show.
Right.
But it's not the gala.
But not the gala.
I did that last year.
You did,
it was the Mike Birbiglia sideshow.
Right.
At a smaller event. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Yeah. The gala's huge, but I'm hosting the Nasty Show with Brad Williams, Nikki Glaser, Mike Britt, Derek Segun, Miss Pat. So make sure you get your tickets. Go to haha.com. That's another great episode. Guys, thanks for coming in. Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
All right, laughable.com. Make sure you go there and get download that app. The greatest podcast app out there right now. Laughable.com. We love those guys. We'll see you next week. And you know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.